In the first days of the Inquisition, vampire society tore itself apart. Brother turned against brother, child against sire. The Strand Gamers present A House Divided, a sequel campaign to For House and Flam.
By the way, I just remembered that I have like three more disciplines.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to write those down.
I just remember I don't want to play this fucking game anymore.
We're only playing this until Star Wars comes out.
Oh. Watch the language.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well. Fuck you.
Suck a donkey cock.
I hope you grow cunt fungus. In any case.
That's a great band name.
Yeah, it is. Not cunt fungus. I hope you grow cunt fungus.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's the full name. They're a thrash metal band.
You see the book, please.
Or a klezmer band. Oh, man. Klezmer band.
They're a guar cover band.
Guar cover band. List of things that don't fucking matter. Part one. Yeah. Guar cover band. They were hiring not too long ago. Guar? Yeah, it turns out all the people that you see in Guar right now, as far as I understand it, not the same people that were in Guar a few years ago.
There's probably been 100 people in Guar.
And you'll never know, right? The music certainly sounds exactly the same.
I was watching...
But hey, Feed the Earth Maggot.
Last Friday night, I was watching MMA on, like, Axis TV or something.
Yeah.
And Guar was having a special, like, that Saturday night on Axis TV. I didn't watch it. But, like, I'm sitting there, you know, had a few beers, watching the fights. All of a sudden, Guar is shouting at me from my TV.
They had a behind the music on VH. That was amazing. Because they're all sitting there in costumes like, oh, yeah, we love it. We love the road life.
Yeah,
we actually don't get out of costume at the Guar Pound. That's what they call the Guar Compound. We actually stayed in costume. And then they showed them in their Guar costumes playing some pickup basketball with people. And there were some normal people there, too, just playing basketball with the guys in Guar. It was amazing.
I've never looked, and I'm never going to, because I don't want this to be not true. But in my head, like, the guys in Guar are lawyers and bankers, and this is just what they do.
Right.
Astrophysicists.
Some guys buy a motorcycle, they bought masks and guitars.
And 6-foot strap-on penises.
And 6-foot strap-on penises. This chair is
bullshit. Right. It was your special time, wasn't it?
Just padded chairs better.
Yeah, legit. Alright, so now that we've been recording for 5 minutes of useless,
Depends if you're interested in Guar.
That's true. I think you need to leave this on there specifically for all the Guar fans.
Alright, I don't know what Guar is, so...
When you get home tonight, you will search Guar. G-W-A-R.
I can spell Guar. Like, it didn't seem that complicated.
Yeah, YouTube that. They'll show you some video samples. Make sure you have your headphones in. And turn up really loud.
Somehow I don't think you have my best interests at heart.
I have only my best interests at heart.
Oh, that's right. Mirror. That's right. That's what I was missing.
Yes, you too. So.
Right. Does that reveal things that have been fleshcrafted?
I haven't decided yet.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be an awkward conversation.
I think it'd be cool
here's the thing
for...
about fleshcrafting. Like, every other discipline that does shapeshifting stuff, it stops at dawn. Like, Protean, when you turn into an animal, it turns into mist or whatever, stops at dawn. Serpentis, when you turn into a big snake, stops at dawn. Vicissitude specifically does not have any limitations on how long it lasts.
I mean, I figure, like, if I cut my goddamn hand off, his mirror is not going to show my true form of the hand.
Yeah, I think from a mechanic standpoint that the vicissitude should not be shown on the mirror, but from a role-playing game standpoint, I think it might be much more interesting to have that appear.
So
I mean, that's the conflict I
see. So, I think the way that I am going to run it specifically with vicissitude is if you are actively attempting to heal, the vicissitude changes. because your generation is low enough to do that, then it will show what you look like if the vicissitude changes go away. If you are not actively trying to change your state because you can't, or because you are happy where you are with the vicissitude changes, it will show up as your true form. Because my reading of vicissitude is it fundamentally alters you physically. It is a permanent alteration. It
changes your true shape.
Right. The only exception to that being Nosferatu. You ever look at a Nosferatu with that mirror, even if they've been the vicissitude until free, which lasts, I think, a scene, and then they horribly, painfully wither back to what they actually look like.
Yeah.
You'd see them the way they really look, because it turns out 3 levels of his horse crap does not overcome the curse of Cain.
Turns out God hates them.
Right. Cain hates them.
God.
Cain did it, not God.
It's a big difference.
In any case, I did some research, being in the know on when things come out, running the games from all that.
Yep.
Turns out the new Star Wars thing comes out at the end of the month. Is when we should be seeing. It's got a release date name.
Okay.
So, what kind of character should we be?
Aren't you supposed to be running a vampire game?
Nope.
Yeah? Well, until Star Wars happens.
To be fair, this is your chance to... This is your notice to say, be ready to run Star Wars the day it comes out. You got
also,
it?
I actually did that with D&D 4th edition.
Mm.
Day one.
Yeah.
Also, this is your opportunity to get to talk for 45 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nope. So... What I'm specifically hoping is after that comes out, because I'm really excited to play in that, we can come to some sort of accord where one of you jackasses runs that, and because now this has turned into a mission-based A-team thing, we can continue to do this as I come up with missions for you assholes. So I don't know.
Alright. We'll see.
Every other week or something.
I'll buy Star Wars when it comes out.
You're already down on the pre-order list for it, okay. So you better buy it when it comes out.
Okay. Am I also on the pre-order
list? You are on the pre-order list.
Okay, because last time I told you to put me on a pre-order list, you didn't, and then John had to do it, and it was awkward.
No, you were both on there because you both said I should be on that list.
Okay. So. I don't think I needed to say anything. I think you would have just put me on it.
But you did say put me on that list, so now we'll never know.
I know. In my heart.
Yeah.
The cockles.
The subcockles.
Somewhere in the subcockle area.
That's what the best song's ever written.
Inferior subcockle.
That's so true. It's my anthem.
Anyway.
So.
You know that song, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I thought I was alone in a shared house I lived in college when I was blasting that song and loudly singing when one of my friend's mom came in.
Yeah? How'd that feel?
Just grab her by the lapels and scream the chorus at her. And if not, why not?
Mm-hmm.
We can submit an essay next week.
So, what happened over the last 100 years?
Some shit.
Yeah. I was sent off to fight on the front lines crusade. I was fighting dutifully, and when the castle fell on top of me. Yeah.
You took a power nap.
I took a little nap, yeah. I woke up to my brethren.
A race of apes had conquered the world.
There's a statue of a lady, and I didn't know what was going on.
I woke up, quickly was found out to be Tremere. Gortrick saved me. Yeah. He's a kind guy like that. Unlocked my, popped my dominate.
That's what she said.
It's a little bloody, but... Something wrong?
I'm listening to you, and that's what's wrong.
You should have learned.
Then I decided to go out into the world, investigate my past, of which I found a farmstead empty, and Alfwin in the area. Talked to Alfwin. She seemed to be a very nice person.
I don't think that Alfwin's a nice person at all. I think that Alfwin ended up being interested in your story, as I recall.
Right. You might want to mention what this dominate block is that got popped.
Ah, yes. Well, apparently I was a revenant ghoul for the Shamisen. Or Shamisi, however, whatever this week is.
Shamisen.
Okay, Shamisen this week. All right.
He's never been different.
Yes, oh, yeah, he has. He's like three twice. Or four different ways. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You know, because you cut yourself every time?
See the
this is what you get!
What did you learn?
He actually goes home and cuts his wife. It's very awkward.
Now we're into it.
Apparently I was severely tortured and experimented on for many decades. 50, I believe. 50 sounds
about decades.
5 decades.
Yes.
50 decades. 50 goddamn years. Don't take that higher level math course when you're stocking up. It'll be nothing but pain.
Correct number, wrong units. Got it.
Units will always fuck you.
Yeah, those fucking units. Especially the metrics, this one.
Right.
Yeah. Why are they... Anyways. And Andretti embraced me because they were curious about what would happen if they embraced me. I was dominated, my memory wiped, and off to learn from Andretti.
But that went well.
Yeah, that went great. No wonder why there was so much resentment, I guess, with Andretti.
Right, it has nothing to do with Marius's personality or actions.
Nothing! Nothing whatsoever.
Anyway, yeah, Marius came by and found Alfred, who was also a, well, a retainer for the Shamisen, a fairly low-level local lord who was in charge of making sure a particular patch of dirt can get up and submitted their blood on time.
Nice.
And when the Shamisen decided they were going back to their homeland, Offwin declined since she has never seen that place.
Not my homeland.
Yeah.
I didn't come from that.
Alfwin has, during her long wait after the clan basically left her behind, flesh-crafted herself into a giant woman. Both of those things are new. And has come up with a sort of, twisted theology wherein the Norse and Germanic gods are real, but they're just high-power vampires, and is essentially flesh-crafting her way to goddesshood.
I told you that that's creepily similar to the character I'm playing in the Dark Ages game, right?
You did not.
So, alternating Sundays, I play in the Dark Ages game that just got started. And I randomly rolled on a chart to make my character. Like, I was like, here's my concept, I don't care what clan I am. We made a list of 10 clans and then rolled a die, and that was the clan I was. And I ended up being a Seti in Oslo, Norway, in 1300. So we came up with this whole crazy backstory for why I was a Senite, and we started talking about religion, because at that point in history, like, the Christians and the old faith are clashing, and it's kind of the setting for the story. So I decided I'd been part of the Senite cult, rebelled against them, because I hated my sire, hated everything about it, killed him, and then joined the locals, and have decided that all of the local, like, all of the gods, the Norse gods, the Christian gods, all of it, they're just elder vampires wanting their power at people. This was like 2 months ago.
Okay.
So, good on you.
Well, I came up with this 3 months ago.
Yeah, but you never told me about it, but...
I should have gone to a notary.
You should have, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, up with...
Because I had witnesses and you didn't, okay. So without a notary, it's my name, and you owe me $5 every time.
So Star Wars.
Your power away! Moving on.
Moving on from Jewishness.
I can't.
You probably should.
Hey!
Oh.
Where does Bill's character fit in with all of this?
So these assholes were rolling down the road one night. Rolling deep. And my character, Lars, fancies himself a highwayman. He broke away from the Quintilis clan.
Quintilis bloodline of the Bruja.
Right. If you want to get all pedantic.
He does.
Asshole.
It's important. Constantly. It is. In fact, if we're going to get pedantic, I'm going to go ahead and take my pants off.
So Star Wars?
Pedant this right.
Then he's just going to whip out his lightsaber.
Wait, that's an option?
Yeah, but I don't think he's got the right crystals.
certainly don't have the green or the blue ones.
Anyway, so Lars strikes out on his own, and, you know, mostly to amuse himself, but also so he can, you know, stay in the lifestyle to which he's become accustomed. He robs people on the road in the night, and tries to do so nicely, you know, just convincing them that it's in everyone's best interest that they just give up the money and, you know, go on with their lives and their horses. Mm-hmm. But then when that doesn't work, he just shreds them to pieces. And he happens upon these two one night on a wagon somewhere, traveling, and tries his shtick, and then is terrified by, what'd you say your name was?
Alfwin.
Alfwin. By Alfwin, which is a name that is two instances away from being brutalized by him. You know this, right? You are, like, this close to being Alfwin.
Okay.
Or...
Arwin.
Arwin, exactly.
Okay.
So Alfwin. Ooh, Alf, good. That's why we're talking about 80s TV shows.
The old Nordic word for elf. So it was brutalized by history.
Whatever. Whatever. Now you really like cats and you're an alien.
Okay. I'll eat a cat, whatever.
Goes across Alfwin and Marius and...
And Anton.
And Anton. Tries his shtick and fails miserably and becomes terrified. And for... some reason they decide not to just murder me and take me along instead.
You're apparently just endearing.
Right.
That's how you become a vampire, too.
Right.
Yep.
Just raw charisma.
Right.
Like, he's trying to rob us. That's adorable.
Right. I did take Smooth Talker for my charisma specialty.
That is so. Likely exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Well, what I meant was...
we definitely need a talkie guy. Mm-hmm.
She unfolds from the back of the carriage and stands up, and you're like, and that's what I would have said were I actually robbing
exactly.
you. So what I'm hoping is you would join with your merry band of rogues and rob people and give you a cut.
Your grade A team, the alpha team, to be your face map.
Exactly.
I have a sneaking suspicion you guys are going to be a lot closer to, like, the B minus. Or maybe C plus.
Well, he's certainly no fucking Murdoch. So.
That's true.
Well, presumably he's our head of it, which is terrifying.
Yeah. He's no Hannibal.
And execute.
No, he's more of a Murdoch.
He is.
It's been way too long since I've seen the A team, so.
Murdoch was the crazy one. Hannibal was the guy who came up with all the ideas.
Cigar.
Faceman was the ladies' man who did all the communication with people. And Mr. T punched stuff and broke through walls.
I really wanted you to say hand. Mr. T was the black guy. Because I know it was there.
I'm not a racist. I just play one in almost every game I play.
Including Tau, apparently.
Including the game of life.
They're not space racists. Actually, they're not. They welcome anyone into the fold.
Sure.
But I just happened to be playing. Oh, right, yeah, I guess I'm playing the subset Farsight Enclave.
Yeah. Moving along.
They're racists. Anyhow.
Yeah. You're a bad human, and we're all comfortable with that.
So. The summer of 1348 has been in high swing for about a month now. You three have been spending some time in... Alfwin's estate, just trying to figure out what your next move is. Occasionally, word will come down that something big is happening somewhere. You guys will try and make the attempt to get out there to be a part of said action, with the mindset that if we can disrupt the moves of the elders anywhere we can, it keeps things destabilized and it keeps the anarch movement going. You've not declared leadership over any sort of city or village. You've never really been in a position to do so. Technically, you guys have control over the little hamlet that Alfwin's home is in.
Yeah.
But there's maybe, like, 12 people living here. And they all know that you're the vampires. They just leave you alone. But thankfully, you guys are remote enough. You haven't engaged any churchgoers all the way out here.
Very good.
One rainy evening, you have a guest. At the door.
Really?
A young man. He looks like he suffered from some sort of illness, a fox of some variety, at some point in his life, but has gotten over it. He's got kind of scars down and across his face. something that boiled, or gave him boils, rather. His eyes are a little bit yellowed, but otherwise he seems to be in good health. He shows up soaking wet on an old beat-up horse, pounding on the board.
Anton will get that?
Sure, yeah. Anton comes in.
Anton has
know.
The mirror, by the way.
It only works for you.
Oh,
you can't
okay.
hand that mirror out to people. That's,
bummer. Okay.
I don't think you can hand that mirror out to people. That's now you're
point.
Making me look up powers.
It's important, because I want him to be a good protector that he is.
Whose fault is this?
Yours. Because you chose to play a game system with 800 goddamn pages of rules.
It's true.
Drink your water, man.
I can drink it all.
What level is it? Yeah, never mind. Found it.
Okay. Third.
Nope, legit. You can hand it to people.
Okay.
Yep, you've given him the mirror. So it is this awkward thing where, like, he opens up the shutter on the door and looks at it through the mirror. And we'll come back in and say to you, there's a young man at the door. He says he has a... So... Before I say this next part, just to be clear, the few times that you guys have gone out and been engaged in other activities with Anarchs, have you given yourselves a name as an organization? Do you answer to any specific name? Like, are you just like Alfwin's Marauders, or...
You know you're just asking for trouble here, right?
Which one of you is the one that people understand this group is a part of? Because I walked away from our last session with the idea that other Anarchs would be at least a little aware.
Yes. I will push the team towards having your name out there rather than my own. As the...
Or, I mean, name. Alternative to Lars here, since he's a hockey guy.
Nope, we're the Alfwin team. The A-team.
Yeah, I got there. Thank you. When you said the name that started...
There's a dash.
Yeah. The A.
Yeah.
Fwin team.
That's right.
Alfwin.
That's right. In fact,
unless
we just
you have
write
any problems with that.
In a little.
No, my assumption is, in actuality, that Marius is sort of the leader. In the
absolutely.
Planet.
Yeah, I don't want to put my name
but,
out.
Yeah, you don't want to put your name on it because you are a wanted man.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. So, sure.
Okay.
Anton comes back saying, the young man says he has a message for Alfwin from the new leadership in Berlin.
Oh. Knowledge, politics?
Yep.
You only got politics?
Nope.
Alright, untrained? What is it?
No.
Just let it go.
Okay.
Don't
yeah.
He's about to come in and tell us.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let him make your fight land him roll. You're letting people in there.
I'd like to make my intimidate land.
Yeah, I say that to Anton. Very well, let him in.
It's his name, but
it's his ghoul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Of course, yeah, I'll let you guys know. Hey, there's a visitor.
I assume we were kicking it in the sitting room.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Just top it. Yeah. There's very few other parts of the house that are dry right now.
Right.
Because it's kind of a falling apart, dilapidated mansion.
What? Okay.
Talking about what color to paint the wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah. We've
with
been working
streets.
On it.
Right.
Anyone have crafts?
Makes it go faster.
No one has crafts, all right.
I do not.
We're not fixing the place up.
Anton walks in with the young man who, walks in very slowly and carefully, takes his cloak off and sets it against the coat peg on the wall, and bows and then drops from a bow into a kneel, and then from his pouch pulls out a scroll case and says, I deliver this in the name of my master, Carlisle, who leads in Berlin. And he continues to look at the floor, holding up this case.
I reach out and take...
Okay, yes. Very good. You prepared explosive rooms?
And we're playing Stone.
See what you made me do!
I crack it open and read it, because yes. I did invest one dot in academics.
Ah, very good. All right. You can read. It is an invitation from an individual who identifies himself as Carlisle, of formerly of Clan Bruja, and now a child of the Revolution. To come to Berlin for an opportunity for mutual benefit.
We got an invitation. Pass it over to Marius.
I take a look at it. That's what it says. I pass it to Lox. Can Lars read?
Nope.
Do they know that Lars can't read, or does Lars pretend to read? Because I think it'd be fantastic if Lars is like, no, cool.
No, Lars probably just owns up to it. He just kind of hands it right on to Alphen again.
No picture.
All right, and I'll go in and sit. I'll go and sit down and bring out a parchment and a paper. Just leave Karim, this ghoul, standing
there. He is kneeling on the floor now that you took it out of his hand. His hand is resting on his knee. But he's still kneeling.
Yeah, so I start writing on a parchment here. He's about to
stand up.
Thank you, man, he says as he stands up. He relaxes visibly now that you've allowed him to stand up.
I'm over there writing. We graciously accept, the whole etiquette thing.
Take a seat if you want.
Thank you very much.
Was it written in German?
Germanic, yeah.
Okay.
Berlin, yes, it was written in Germanic.
Just making sure.
Written in Cherokee. Weird fucking shit going on these days.
Cherokee. Yep, so I'll do that.
Esperanto? It doesn't even exist yet. Shenanigans.
Would it be for doing it properly etiquette? To make it very fancy.
If what you are writing is, we accept to be there at our soonest.
But I want to make it very wordy.
It's
and
fancy.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. Doing that on purpose.
Okay.
Yes. And I hand it back to the guy.
It's intelligence expression, if you really want to roll
out. Why'd you tell him that?
It doesn't matter.
How do you travel? Pool for that.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
By horseman.
It would probably be right at your heels.
Would you be leaving this nightmare? It's halfway through the evening. Berlin is about two nights worth of travel, about 16 hours away from where you are.
Where's the next town? Like, could we get to another place to rest by daybreak?
In theory, yeah. You guys should.
That's what we'll do. Yeah, so we'll even leave it tonight. So I hand it back to him and say, we'll be leaving presently.
He looks at the note really confused. Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Rolls it up, puts it in the same tube as the other note.
Yep.
Puts it back in his waist. With your permission, I'll water my horse and give him a few moments to rest before I'm off.
Very well.
Whatever you want. We might just beat you there.
Yes. He walks out. Shows himself out. And then makes use of the half a barn you still have standing.
Yeah.
Goes and grooms his horse and all of that.
Okay. Well, I have a horse in there, too.
My recollection is the three of you have ghouled horses. You do not have a wagon.
Correct.
You don't have anything like that. You're still some horses.
Yes. Unless you happen to have a wagon in that barn.
No?
No. Okay.
I've got a horse named Air and a raven that probably just lives in the rafters of the sitting room.
Good enough.
Probably shit.
Make preparations to leave, and we take off.
Yeah. Do you have how much animal can do you
have? I have 3 dots of animal can and 4 dots of animalism.
Oh, you can absolutely, with animalism 1, you can communicate well enough with your raven to have it understand how to be house trained. It does not shit in the house at all.
Okay. Nice.
It doesn't understand why it needs to go outside before it cracks, but it does.
Nice.
Alright. You guys make your arrangements to leave. Since you guys have a small amount of goods to your name, I'm just going to imagine you pack up everything you need.
Yeah.
You know. Douse the fire in the living room and the fireplace. And
I get some dirt from my homeland.
Yeah. Tuck your backyard, you mean?
Right. Well, I just have a bunch of secret pockets.
Oh, right. Coat. Yeah. Your coat's already ready to go. It's just your traveling coat. Let me go get my jacket.
Right.
And then you go. Okay.
Let me get my 9-foot spear. Get on my gold horse that might have 6 legs.
It does not yet have 6 legs.
Okay.
I'm willing to have that conversation with you later.
That's going to be incredible.
However, nothing screams masquerade breach like 6 legs. Just saying.
If he gets his 9-foot spear, I get my 10-foot pole. Just in case.
He can fleshcraft that for you, too.
There's not going to be a lot left of you.
You can fleshcraft it from others. You can take donations.
It'll just be like screwing a bunch together. Yes,
but only pole. Like, I don't want any arms in there.
Teeth? How about teeth? I own teeth.
What's wrong with you?
Ribbed.
This was going to be beautiful.
I can make you more beautiful.
You are sullying this, sir.
Yeah.
Fighting back a little
bit. I got your dent powder right here. Right, anyway.
Yeah.
He's gone to a strange H.G. Geiger place.
It's all his fault.
You guys saddled up your ghouled horses. I imagine Alfin was the one who convinced these horses to come in and be fed the blood of these other two, since neither of them have animalism or inoffensive to animals.
Probably.
Sure. Thought I had mine beforehand, but...
Yeah, fed my whatever. Ghoul to it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not making you make a ghouled horse check. So, you each have your ghouled horses. Do any of you not have any dots in ride? Ride's not even on there, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
I have dots.
Yeah. All of us do. Dots.
Fantastic.
Well, I have dots.
Dots enough. Yeah. Like, you guys are, unless one of you is like, and I'm going to go find a loop-de-loop. Like, I'm assuming you're just getting on your horse in the rain and riding.
I might go find a loop-de-loop, because I invested 3 dots in it. So.
Nice.
So if it comes up, you are well-versed in doing crazy things with this horse, like during a chase or something like that, or forcing your horse into combat.
But really all he does is that bullshit from the Olympics. Dressage or whatever the fuck they call it.
No, make the horse dance?
Yeah.
Sideways.
Right.
Yeah.
You can get a medal in that, really?
Only he's fleshcrafted with a whole bunch of ball joints where hinge joints used to be.
Sure.
So that horse just kind of spiders around.
Sure. God, I'm going to have nightmares.
That's spider horses?
Yes, amongst other things. Spider horses and 10-foot cocks with teeth.
As you guys are packing your things up, Anton kind of half-anxiously comes up to Marius and says, yes. Am I coming with you or am I staying here?
Of course. Right. Make yourself ready.
Yep. Goes and gets his stuff, takes his 2 or 3 bowstrings, throws them up on his head, puts his hat on. It's raining out.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Fuck up your bowstring.
Yeah, sure.
Gets himself ready.
Yep.
Put the armor on.
All right.
The sword.
Yep.
Go.
You guys head out.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation about that. Yes. Did you ward my sword?
I haven't told you about it.
So, sure. No.
Fine. Okay. I'm trying to play low-key on the Tremere thing.
Sure.
Like, when I introduce myself...
You're not telling us that you're Tremere?
Yeah, we actually should be clear about that right now. Okay. Do they know that you're Tremere? Have you kept quiet from everyone that you're Tremere?
Everyone but my ghoul. My ghoul knows, but I told him if he tells, he's a dead man.
You don't have to.
I'm a Bendit, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but no, I'll introduce myself as Caitiff of the Bradovich line to him. That was once a Bradovich. So he knows what that is, the ghouls being
sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But I'll introduce myself as Caitiff, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I have studied extensively.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to keep that low key as possible.
Have you tried to hide from them that you know magic? That
no.
You have access to magic.
No, I'll let them know I have access to magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys probably suspect that he's a Tremere.
I got 0 dots in a cult.
Fair I got enough. A dot in a cult.
Yeah. Alright. You think that this guy might be a Tremere, like, hiding out?
Sure.
And that's cool. Turns out he's a Caitiff with magic. And
yeah,
that's okay with that.
That dude does magic.
Maybe he'll be a god someday, too. That's cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. Or not.
Well, yeah. Kind of got a shit together for a Caitiff.
Yeah.
I mean,
good on him.
Yeah. Well done. That just makes him more impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No wonder I should listen to this guy. He learned magic somehow.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving along.
Yeah.
You have 0 dots in it. You have a lot of dots in theology, though, right?
I have 2 dots in theology.
All right. This is what you're basing your assumption of divinity on, is you're studying theology.
Yes. Also, assumption.
Well, you don't know anything about divinity without some dots in it. So.
Correct.
Legit. Okay. Alright, off you guys ride. The young man, probably a ghoul from the way he described himself and introduced himself, is ostensibly riding with you. Like, he's not making any attempt to outpace you guys, but he's keeping up a pretty decent clip on his horse. You imagine he probably has a ghoul steed as well.
Okay.
I'm showing off.
Okay. Like,
outpacing him, doing tricks.
No problem. Yeah. Turns out you got more dots in ride than he does.
Yeah, turns out I'm a gallant. So show off for everyone.
Right. That's true. All right. You
Okay.
You show off for him, and he's not necessarily impressed, but he doesn't try to compete against you. Like, as soon as you start, like, outpacing him, like, at first he kind of starts writing a little faster, and then just kind of gives up. And then you're like, yeah, look, look, now I'm slowing down and coming on the other side. Oh, I did a circle around you. Can you do a circle on your horse? What now?
Just like, no, horse better. Backwards.
You're better than me.
You're better than me. But the hooves actually just turn around when you're walking backwards.
Could you do that on the spot?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit.
That'd be kind of cool, just reach out and touch your horse. Turned into whatever you want to be.
You have to actually craft the flesh with your hands. It turns into malleable clay. As the evening comes to a close and the rain finally stops and you guys begin to feel the weight of the sun beginning to come up and pace off towards the nearest village, and you make good time, so you make it there, no problem.
Okay.
He continues on down the road and kind of gives a half salute with the scroll case that you gave him with that note.
Yeah.
So, and he just kind of continues off.
Yeah.
Let's go and get some lodgings.
Yep. I would like, let's see, how many of you have wits, or not wits, how many of you have survival trained?
I don't know why I'm raising hands on audio, but I do.
Yes, Marius does. Okay. Marius has two dots.
Alright. I would like all of you to make a wits survival check. If you have survival trained, this is dip 5. If you don't, it is dip 6.
One, two. Three successes.
All I care about is whether or not you get any successes.
Oh, okay.
One success.
Okay.
I got two. Who needs survival?
You guys make it to Berlin.
And one dot. And no dots.
Yes.
Oh, right. Before we get any further, I would like each of you to roll a d10. That is how much starting blood you have.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. So I'll be feeding along the way. Or still likes to keep his...
Do any of you have dots of herd?
Nope. I have two, or I have a dot of herd.
Okay, no. You can add that to it.
Yeah.
I do not. I have 10.
Okay.
Okay. I'm half down, alright.
So, I only have 6 blood.
So, I guess, in that first town, I guess before we leave, I will go and get a person.
Okay.
I'll just walk out, first person I see.
How are you hunting?
I'll stalk up to him, dominate him, follow me.
Okay.
The first person I see. First human. Yeah, follow me. Take him to an alleyway and drain him.
Dead?
Yes.
Drain them dead?
Dead.
Okay.
Got it.
What's your humanity?
4.
Legit?
Yeah. I ain't messing around with this crap.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you do with the body?
Leave it in the alleyway.
Okay. Yeah. Are either of you hunting that night? This is like a small outlying, like, farming community.
Yeah, I will go hunting.
We should probably hunt right before we leave.
Yes. That's what I was doing, yeah.
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 So I'll do this. I will go hunting. What's the hunting roll?
Depends how we're hunting. And I would also
have to hunt.
Since I don't have dominate.
Well, turns out you do have presence, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can go make friends.
Yeah. No, I'm totally going to go make friends. Yeah, no, I will go awe somebody into following me into a dark alley.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. Are either of you intending to do anything other than drain them to death?
No.
I'm going to leave them alive.
Well, I have a high humanity. Yeah. I doubt I can do that. I'm going to hurt them, but not kill them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not super concerned about them, but I'm not...
Like, sure. The reason I'm asking is that there's one of two ways to hunt. One, you figure out how you're doing it, and you say, I'm going to kill the guy, you get all the blood from that person. If you say, I'm going to go attempt to hunt and not take enough, like, not hurt that person, I'm going to... Benefit of the doubt that you're probably going to take a little bit from multiple people instead of running all of those scenes. We're just going to do your hunting check and figure out how much blood you guys
Sounds have. Fantastic.
So, it's a small community. The difficulty is higher. Hunting in a small community, so it would be diff 7. If you are using some sort of supernatural ability, that will lower the difficulty, so it's back down to 6 because you're using awe. So, you can go ahead and give me... It sounds like you're trying to be personal, so
yeah.
Charisma plus subterfuge.
Sure.
Diff 6, that's how much blood you get.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Turns out you hit everybody in that town and take a little nip off the top of everyone.
It's sloppy seconds.
How is elephant hunting?
Finding a person who's alone, grabbing them.
Okay.
It's not a subtle art.
No.
Turns out I'm 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
I'm guessing my herd didn't play into that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it does play into that.
Should I? So how does that work?
So add one more.
You're just right. One more dice or one more?
One more die. Yeah. No, it doesn't play into that at all.
They're in the next tab.
All right.
Go ahead and give me a, I guess, wits plus brawl as you're waiting for this person and putting a sleeper hold on me. Diff is 7.
So, 3.
3.
Sorry. I already sucked all the blood out of this town.
Out of the pet. Well, besides the one that I dropped.
God, my blood pool is so large now.
Welcome to being a real vampire.
Yeah. Yeah. I like gargoyle shit.
Nice. That jab. That pickup that I was going to run. You were all 5th gen in that pickup.
Oh.
Ridiculous blood pool. It was going to be insane.
We should still do that because that'd be fun.
At some point, we'll do that. Yeah. It was a fun pool. In any case, so you feed before you leave. You make it to that first town to mark off a point of blood after that first night. And I'm assuming because you guys are traveling, you're not. Or do you intend to continue to hunt each night?
Question. With my ghoul, can I take a point of blood every night and he'll still be okay? Or how fast does he replenish?
Do you have any medicine?
Nope. But this guy does. I'll just ask you.
If you're comfortable with that, that's fine.
So from a ghoul, how much blood can I take? Can I take one per night, or how long does it take for him to regenerate a point of blood?
False man. I got 5 dots in medicine.
All right. So,
yeah, turns out that's what my flesh crafting uses.
Yeah.
The short answer is it's safe to take about one per week you want to make sure that he's in tip-top shape.
Okay, I'll take one the first night for my ghoul.
What's the curve look like?
Yeah.
Like if I take 2 per week.
The curve looks just like the health level chart because he does not heal those wounds until he replenishes the blood. Okay. So basically for the next week, he is going to be down at health level because he's down the blood.
So he'll be effectively purged.
Yes, for a week.
Okay.
And you take one
every
night. So I'll take one from that, from Rising.
Okay.
I'm sure he doesn't mind. He probably likes it.
It feels good. He feels weird about it because he doesn't like you making him feel good because he does not... He's not in love with you. Like, this is more of a soldier's relationship to his commander. So, like, when the commander tells you to come into his tent and then sucks you off, it's weird. And that's what this feels like to him. Just so we're all on the same page.
I explained to him.
This guy
You've had this guy for, like, 20 years.
Yes.
No need to explain anything to him now. You need to feed. He understands you're a vampire. It makes him feel funny inside, and he doesn't like it. But he clamps down and does his duty because he's a good soldier.
All right. Got it. Soldier on.
He lets you take one for the
team. Closes his eyes and thinks of England.
Closes his eyes, turns to the wall, thinks of England, and lets you just kind of make those neck motions. You pigeon your way through that.
All right.
Let's keep.
I'm not hunting until we've seen the prince of this place and getting permission.
All right, so you guys stop halfway through. You haven't gotten to Berlin yet. You're a night out from Berlin.
Okay.
You all mark a blood point down. You get up the next night. That's
like a shitty little hamlet somewhere, and not like. Do I think there is a prince of this place?
No, this is a shitty little hamlet.
Totally,
just like the one that Alfwin.
Okay. Then I'm totally going to
Alfwin is definitely not Prince of Crap.
No, I'm totally going to go hunting.
367B.
Yeah. No, I'm totally going to go to the bar and awe a few friends.
Okay.
And make them my bitches.
Sure.
So, I will make another hunter.
So that'll take a little bit of time, though.
One of you has resources, right?
Yes.
I have 2 resources.
Fantastic. So you guys do not have any problem with finding places to stay for the day and being like, do not disturb me on pain of death. Plus you have Anton.
1.
Yes.
2. Can I explode on this? I'm a smooth talker.
Yeah, absolutely.
2.
And remember that your herd gives you an additional 1.
Yeah, I got this. Okay.
If that's the case, then I'll just do a quick hunt as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Because if I gotta wait for this guy, I might as well.
Okay.
So wits, survival, or...
What are you hunting? Yeah.
Sure, just blood. Just enough to get me over. I'll feed my ghoul a point of blood, get him back up for the next day. Does that make sense? To get rid of that bruise condition? Is that how that works? If I feed him another point?
No. So if you do that, you are breaking even from by feeding your ghoul, and it's a meaningless exercise. He will be down one blood and one health level. Feeding him a point of blood pops his blood back up, but his health level is still down. Your vitae does not
blood to heal.
Right, he can choose to spend that blood point to heal that health level, but then he's down that vampiric blood point because ghouls can only have 3 points.
Sure. Okay, so I'll give him that blood point, and I'll just go out and hunt real quick on whatever I get.
All right, so he'll heal his bruised health level.
3 or 5.
At this point, don't feed for me. That's what you're going to do.
Okay.
It's a walk.
Well, I just didn't understand how this works, so.
I'm,
I thought maybe
I'm
like
talking
a,
you through.
Okay.
Don't bother.
So I just roll, see what I get.
Give 7.
1, 2, 2.
Okay, 2 more blood points.
Okay.
Alright, leave me alone.
And you're not feeding me them? No.
He's already got more blood than he knows what to do with.
Yeah, I have 10 blood. What the hell? I don't think Lamont ever had 10 blood.
No.
10 blood is a distant dream.
You occasionally had 10 blood and then immediately had to spend them.
So. Right. All right, chameleon skin meld into the stone, and I'm out.
I did forget. Would I have happened to add any blood stones with me?
I'm gonna assume not.
Okay.
You left home a long time ago.
No, since I've been running around, I could have made some.
Remember that you are without access to a herd, so you don't have a lot of spare blood to access.
So in order to do it, I have to do like a single file, hold the blood, go back, and then use it to...
Well, you can do it immediately that night to make a bloodstone. You just have to sacrifice your own blood to do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
You just don't have a lot of blood.
I used them up already. I'll just do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones that you've had, you have used that.
Okay. Sitting around
without bloodstones, you are without sanguinous files.
Okay.
You're without all that stuff. A lot of it's very easy to acquire what you need, but you actually have to go through the steps of doing that now because you don't have Andretti to do it for you anymore.
Yes. Okay.
The next night, you arrive in Berlin.
Okay. Before meeting him, I do want to do the generation jump, just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to do the Blitzkrieg bomb.
Yeah?
That didn't happen in Berlin. Those came from Berlin.
Okay.
You don't Blitzkrieg Berlin.
I have a pretty blue ribbon around my neck.
But you can Blitzkrieg in Berlin. Bop, that is.
Yeah. Hand me that one, and I'll find it. Stupid dice.
And the roll link.
All over the place.
Okay. Did you catch that? Generation jump in the blue pretty ribbon.
You're going to spend the time that evening getting those rituals prepared?
Yes, right before I go in there.
Alright.
So it's one ritual.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Pro tip, get the ritual done when you wake up. Instead of waiting until you get to Berlin.
Gotcha. Okay, when I wake up. Okay.
Int plus a cult. Diff 3 plus the ritual zone.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm using my sword, sorry. Difficulty.
Waving your sword around as you do this. So you guys wake up in this barn, and this guy's like, hey, he's got a little ribbon tied around it. He's doing fucking ribbon.
5.
Probably not the first time.
6.
He does weird shit.
7. So 7?
He knows magic.
Okay. 7.
Write that 7 down wherever, in pencil, wherever you're going to write that you've got
7 ritual.
Denial of whatever name.
Yeah. 7 times,
Davis.
Right?
Yeah.
Just let me know if I ever use any.
I will.
Okay.
Every time anybody says anything. Do I pay with him?
So how would that work, though, if he casts it?
It depends on if it affects you or not.
So say if he popped Majesty right there. Then
not that he has Majesty.
I'm long away from Majesty.
Oh, I don't know how many you have.
The way it will work, this is an indiscriminate ritual. Anytime a presence effect would affect you, this thing pops off.
Okay. It affects them as if it...
As if you had used that level of presence on it. It does not work on elder levels of presence. It only works on presence 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect the stone that I have as well, Heart of Stone? How does that... Do they stack, or how does that...
So those are 2 separate things. Havis of the Fell Presence turns the power back around onto them.
Yes.
Heart of Stone says... Oh, God damn it.
Just, I'm making sure.
You're making Nick cry.
No, I'm getting this out of the way now, so we don't have to do it later.
That's fine. I actually need the rule book when you're done with it, because I don't remember what some of my animals have done.
Of course you do. Heart of Stone.
Thank you, sir.
Do you swipe in from the top? You can hit the button up here to get the bookmarks.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Alright, so their present, their difficulty to use presence effects on you is +3.
Okay.
3 harder. If that presence effect would affect you at that higher diff, it then affects them instead. So Heart of Stone first, then Pavis of the Fellows.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Legit, I suppose.
Well, yeah, since I'm meeting other vampires, I have to take my standard defenses.
Precautions.
Yes.
So attract the animals, call animals, and quell the beast basically makes mortals subservient, and I can take people out of frenzy.
That's yeah. Really handy.
That's, yeah.
That is really handy.
Right. And subsume the spirit is I basically possess an animal.
Yeah, you get to ride animals around.
Yeah.
You up?
Right, you guys make it to Berlin. You ride in along the river.
Yes.
And as you approach the stone and wood palisade wall of this very large city, you find standing out in front there's a small retinue of Condottieri guards, clearly mercenary guards, not wearing the city's colors or anything like that. They're wearing colors for whatever private group they belong to.
Interesting.
And then that young man who you'd met before is at their head wearing their colors.
Okay.
As well. He looks more presentable now. He still has that pockmarked face and those yellowy eyes, but certainly in better shape now.
Very good.
So, but they're all kind of standing, talking around as your horses come riding up middle of the evening. He sees you kind of, there's torches about, and they're looking at you guys, and he'll snap to attention as you guys come up and kind of wave to everybody else who makes themselves presentable. They have spears. They are not held at the ready. They're just kind of held in a casual parade stance. And as you all come walking up, he'll walk up to Marius, since everybody clearly kind of deferred to Marius when he showed up. And he'll reach his hand up for the reins of your horse.
Yeah.
And say very quietly, before you and your associates enter the city, it should be known that agents of the church are very active here. My lord will explain more, but things must remain calm until you arrive in his presence.
Very well. It will be done.
He'll begin leading your horse by the reins, leading you guys to the city. The Condottieri fall into a parade guard position, flanking you guys and escorting you in through the city. You don't feel like you're in danger. You feel like you're being welcomed as honored guests. You guys are led through the winding streets of Berlin, some of the houses so close together that you have to move around them in circuitous routes. As you make your way through the city to one of what you think was probably at one point a small block of homes that clearly has been altered in the past couple of years and turned into some sort of public house or alehouse of some sort. But you are led there, and the men each help you down from your horses. The young man helping Alfwin down kind of walks up with a half swagger until he gets next to her and the size comparison kicks in. He's like, oh shit, they look big. But he's there to offer you a hand and help you down, so he's going to do that.
No, they just get down without him.
Okay. He's secretly relieved. They begin to lead the horses off towards probably a barn across the other side of the building. Anton gives you a look and a nod and follows them with the horses. You know that he'll, as soon as he sees that your animals are okay, he's going to come back in. But he's checking things for you.
Good. Trade him right as a squire. So.
I just put my raven down on the horse's saddle. Stay.
Nice.
It looks over at the guard. So does your horse. Like, at the same time, your raven and your horse look over at the man holding the reins, and he's just like... Gingerly leans the way.
That's awesome.
I assume you keep your 9-foot spear?
Yeah.
Okay. You have drawn more than a little bit of attention. walking through town. It's late evening.
Yeah.
turns out there's not a lot of 7 foot tall women with a spear 2 feet longer than they are walking through town with bright golden hair and really out of place dusty long coats. Oh. But whatever. You really need some golden armor.
Amazon finishes are not in yet.
No, this is Germany. They do like their women big up here.
It's true.
Yeah.
This is a thing. But as you walk in, the few people who are out on the streets are some people who have just stopped and are just watching you. None of them are winking or anything. They're just like, that's a big person. That's a very large woman. What's up with that?
Warrior woman.
Yeah. You guys are led into the public house. There are maybe a double handful of folks in here, maybe eight at the most, sitting around tables and talking. There's a flashback that Marius has to that first night being allowed into the Elysium and coal mines. The few people around tables in a place built for way more people than this to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
There's...
And Bridgette's there.
Yeah. Hi!
Oh.
She fires a rocket launcher.
Escalated quickly.
She was dead.
What?
That's not quick enough. She met the final death, and now she's got a rocket launcher. That's the weird part.
Ew, she won those time vampires?
Yeah! Fucking time vampires.
So she doesn't know we killed her yet. Oh, okay.
Sir from the future, but your past! Anyway.
Yep.
There are some men and a couple of women standing around the outside of the... from the outside walls of the place, who are kind of looking at uncomfortably each other and shifting from foot to foot, kind of suggesting that they are probably ghouls, since vampires don't get uncomfortable feet.
Yeah.
But you're allowed in, and as you walk in, most of the people look up at you with interest and then go back to whatever it is they're doing. Most of them appear to be looking at maps or books and are just kind of talking quietly to each other. But as you walk in, a very tall man, about Alfwin's size, with long blonde hair tied back in a simple ponytail.
And a 10-foot spear.
He does not have a spear. In fact, does not appear armed at all. He's just wearing a simple tunic with simple breeches, but he's talking to a couple of people, kind of half smiling. He sees you walk in, he places his hands on the table, stands up, and says, "My friends, please, be welcome. Come in. Come in."
Head right towards the table. Ignoring the rest of them, just focusing in on...
Other people, they see you guys, but then they go back to what they're doing. Okay. Nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention to you. As you walk closer, sitting at the table with him is a man clearly of Middle Eastern descent. His clothes make him conspicuously Middle Eastern. He's got a head wrap on with scarves that ring across his chest, and I forget the name of the men's long road shirt. But anyway, clearly Middle Eastern clothing. His skin is dark. A very, very dark brown.
Okay.
He's got a pointed black beard and very bright eyes. Not supernaturally bright, but just very active eyes and a ready smile with bright white teeth. And as you come to the table, he looks up as well and stands as you approach. The louder man who beckoned you over said, "You must be Alfwin."
"What gave me away?"
"Your reputation precedes you, my dear." Is Marius going by any other name, or is he just Marius?
He's going by Sir Bradovich.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Well, because the Bradoviches are known, they're...
The same reason you don't go around calling yourself Mr. Obama. That's a thing.
Turns out Marius is just a name, right?
Okay.
Not the only vampire in the world named Marius.
Okay.
It's like, I don't want the Tremere to know that Joe the Vampire is in town. Turns out there's 1,000 Joe the Vampires.
All right, and then I'll introduce myself as Marius, okay. So I won't worry about it.
Well, so he's heard of you guys, okay. So I want to make sure that he's...
Marius the Terrific Colmar!
Yes.
So, you must be Alfwin, and...
I am Marius.
And that would make you Lars.
Indeed.
My name is Carlyle. Please be welcome at my table and in this city.
Thank you.
My friends have as gestures for seats as you all sit down. He sits down as well. My friends have requested that I stand in a position of leadership until things calm down will bring you up to speed. But first, my manners, I apologize. This is Ibrahim of the Children of Hakim. And the man stands again and makes an unfamiliar gesture. And says, Assalamu alaikum, my friends. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Would I know the proper response? Could I try for that?
Do you have Arabic as a language?
No.
No.
Then
fuck you.
I was hoping maybe I would have picked it up since everything else.
If you had chosen to take Arabic as a language, that would suggest to me that while you were fighting the Crusades, you took the time to learn the heathen tongue. Turns out you did.
He was just cutting
you
out.
You learn nothing about them except they have curved swords and they attack you.
And bleed blood.
Okay. Except the Asimites. Sometimes they don't.
Okay. His name was?
Ibrahim.
You're a bit far afield.
He smiles and says, yes, this is quite far from the mesas and sands of my home. But this movement of youth against the tyranny of the elders has stirred the hearts of many of my blood. There are a number of us out and among the communities to help, of course.
Of course.
Carlisle kind of shifts his eyes at the uncomfortable silence at the table. So, to bring you up to speed, we need help. Recently, we liberated this city from its former prince, Gustav, a Ventru and his brood of supporters. Many of them were put to the sword. Many were driven from town. What we were not prepared for was the connections that Gustav was able to maintain in the city after he fled. We tried to keep things quiet. Rome is very interested in the Germanic states now. The Inquisition is very active. And Berlin is such a major city that there is a constant presence of Inquisitors from Rome and those who we cannot get our blood or claws into in other ways. And they were trained when they first arrived. They have become more so in the past few months since Gustav's abdication. We have come to believe that he is using his wealth, his resources, and his influence in the city to draw more attention from Rome here. I think he feels if he can't have the city, then no one can. With so many wounds to lick among our own, and frankly, so much infrastructure to rebuild, we had no idea how much direct control the Ventru had here until they left and the banks nearly collapsed. We are short manpower. Gustav needs to be dealt with. My friend Ibrahim had a plan. Our own people found it difficult to carry out. Your names were mentioned.
By whom?
He looks over at Ibrahim, who says, the last time I was in, and names, we haven't come up with your common background together, okay, but we're going to name a city that you guys were in and did some guard work,
okay,
for someone. Basically, an important member of the anarch movement was coming to give a rousing speech, and you guys were in charge of making sure that nobody messed with him. Things got ugly. You had to crack a few skulls. There was a Malkavian trying to make him go crazy while he was talking to people. You guys figured it out. Okay. Chased him through corridors. It was a whole Scooby Squad moment. You guys got a little bit of prestige among the anarchs. Because you made the elders look like they had eggs on their face and they couldn't handle it. You know, even
did you fleshcraft us an almost great name?
Probably what you did with the Malkavian.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah, you turned the Malkavian into a great name for a while, but eventually he just suicided and hit the sun. So just stood out and waited for the sun to come up.
Goodbye, Shaggy.
We're going all over with old TV.
I know, right? In any case, he'll mention whatever small community or small city that was. It says that your reputation from there preceded you, and Ibrahim kind of leads him closely and says, half of the issue is getting the job done. The other half of the issue is helping these gestures around the room with the other people, clearly not listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
Is helping these people understand that they are well taken care of and that they are safe here. I have found that many places that I go, many of you anarchs are not fighters. You're not warriors. You just wish to be free of the tyrannical rule of these elders. So, it's stored away. There are some anarchs out there who are fighters. Who are willing to stand up and get the job done. And I thought of you. Gustav has holed up in Potsdam, to the south, along the river.
Do you know what forces he has?
He, Carlisle speaks up and says, he did not bring any of his forces with him. It was a surgical strike. We attacked his mansion. We burned it to the ground. The only reason we didn't get to him is because he wasn't there when it happened. The information we had from one of his ghouls who we thought we had turned was incorrect or we were led astray. He managed to escape. We destroyed his childer. We destroyed his ghouls. We destroyed his manservants. We destroyed the few members of his mortal family he had left. All gone. But Gustav made it out. Ibrahim says, I happen to know that Potsdam has very recently come under the sway of a group of Tremere. And it appears that he has sought sanctuary from them. They have...
Dirty sorcerers.
Indeed. The usurpers have spirited him away to whatever manse they have claimed for their own in the city. Our scouts say that there is some impenetrable wall of force they can't bring themselves to cross that keeps them out. I have a method for getting to Gustav. I have a method to end his machinations. It requires the return of something in Potsdam to me. There's a large urn. He produces a piece of parchment on which is... So, my pencil's hard to see in this light, but it's sketched sort of like that, only there are specific runes written across these two bands on it.
What are the runes?
You don't speak Arabic, so you don't recognize the language.
I'll ask him, what are the runes?
Inscriptions. I wanted to ensure that you recognize what it was you were looking for.
Okay.
The amphora is 5.5 feet tall. It's 4.5 feet wide. It weighs a good number of stone. I must have it back unopened, and I must have it back unbroken. If you can bring this out of Potsdam to me, we can deal with Gustav.
Do you know where it is?
Carlisle grimaces and pulls out a map. By the way, for your information, Berlin, Potsdam, this is the river. There are two ways across, either through the forest or through this other town.
Okay.
He pulls out a rough map of Potsdam and says, the Tremere have their manse here. The central district of the city, on the island in the river, is where the wealthiest patrons live. Our people were able to get the amphora out and to here, this set of warehouses along the river, specifically the northwesternmost warehouse on the edge of the river by the docks. as far as we know, from the one ghoul who survived and returned, it's hidden there. It was not intercepted. They were before they could get back to it to get out of the city. He died a day or two after we brought him back. He was able to tell us that that his masters had warned him that there are heightened patrols in the city. The Tremere seem to be taking it very, very seriously. And they seem to have some sort of supernatural awareness of those who enter and leave the city. So we believe you'll have very little time to get in and get out. If you are interested in helping us, when we first took Berlin and found out that Gustav had made his escape, I offered a bounty of 10,000 crowns on him. Ibrahim took me up on the offer and has been attempting to resolve the situation. He looks over to Ibrahim, who says, "Because you would be doing the majority of the dangerous work, I am willing to offer you 7 of the 10,000 crowns. Taking the 3,000 for myself and expenses." Anything else you happen to acquire, well, in Potsdam, of course, is yours by right of war.
Perhaps next time you should call us before you back the beast into a corner and agitate it.
Carlyle says, "The fault there is entirely mine, ma'am. I thought my people could handle this. I thought this was an internal matter. We were not counting on the Tremere as opposition."
What can you tell us of the Tremere? That area.
They control a series of mansions and gated homes. We believe that they have underground tunnels connecting them to each other. And they've formed one large enclave out of the buildings. Potsdam always had a small Bruja population, as well as a few Ventru. Most of the Bruja are here or dead. They were attempting to help us.
How many Tremere are there?
We don't know. They had a voice occasionally here in Gustav's court named Markov.
Does that ring a bell for you at all?
If the objective is Gustav's destruction, why are we wasting our time with Urns?
Ibrahim says, "Because you can't make your way into the enclave. If you would like to attempt to find a way in, you're more than welcome to, and then I suppose you can claim a reward yourself. But, as I said, this amphora contains a method for dealing with Gustav that does not require breaking through their barriers and assaulting their enclave head on."
Marius?
I believe we should leave all options on the table until we decide on one final way of attacking. Once we get there, we should definitely take a look at the situation, see if any of the intelligence has changed.
So we're taking the job.
Well, we came all this way.
We could go all that way back.
Yes. Carlyle, in a much quieter voice, the smile fades from his face, says, "You are free to do as you will. If we lose Berlin after taking it so quickly, it will be a blow to the movement. There are eyes on this city. There are eyes on what happens here. The message will either be, doesn't matter how far you run or how well you hide. If you act the way that Gustav has, justice will find you. Or the message will be, elders cannot be harmed. Machinations of their child. I prefer they start treating us with a little more respect. I prefer not to fear on the diet."
I agree.
Lars?
Sounds like you've hired the team.
He smiles again. Excellent! As my man said, there is considerable activity here in the city from the church. We have reason to believe there's activity in Potsdam as well, but likely to less of a zealous fervor, probably through Gustav's own machinations. Some of our less cautious members did not die to the fangs or blades of those loyal to Gustav. In the nights after the insurrection, havens were found burned, and there have been reports of churchmen wielding faith as a weapon, declaring that in the name of Jesus or the saints, to leave a room to reveal the nature of your demonic presence, and vampires feeling compelled to do so. They have some trick up their sleeves, some power at their command. Be very careful when you're in the city. Hunt cautiously. I wish I could offer you blood. I can offer you a safe place to stay during the day, but we're all hurting to feed. I'm sorry. I wish I could be a better host.
Understandable, given the situation.
Once we've cleaned up the mess, you can be a better host.
I will endeavor to do so.
Yes, so I believe we should.
Ibrahim says, pulling up the map of the region.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready to leave, let me know. The next night, I can have myself and a few loyal men waiting in Grossburn to take possession
of the inn.
Very well.
Get the inn to Grossburn. We'll take things from there. There's a small, burned-out farmstead on the southern edge of town. The barn is still standing. The locals think it haunted, because we're haunting it. I'll be waiting for you there.
Thank you. You know, is there any other questions?
How far is it between Grossburn and Potsdam as the crow flies?
You could get there in an evening.
Because I literally intend to send a crow to scout.
Sure. So it's going to take you a night's worth of travel to get from Berlin to Potsdam, either cutting through the forest or taking the roads.
Uh-huh.
It will take you a few hours to get from Potsdam to Grossburg.
Okay.
Or Grossburg.
All right.
What else is in Grossburg? Any dangers there that we need to be aware of?
Its largest claim to fame is that it sits on the crossroads between Potsdam and Berlin. It's a small trading village. There's a trading company, a mercantile, that is active there that we think may have ties to the vampiric community, but we don't know that there are actually any agents of any specific canines there.
All right. Anything else that you think we should know? Looks at Ibrahim and...
Ibrahim smiles and says, I suppose I could write a book, but in time perhaps those are stories that we could share with each other about this particular issue. From the losses we've entailed, including one of my own brothers, I would suggest avoiding the Tremere. The stories say they have access to fire, that they can walk the generations as you and I walk the roads, that they can turn your own blood against you. They're dangerous folk.
You don't need to tell me about the Tremere. I've heard all the horror stories.
Have you faced them?
Never in mass.
Let's continue that streak then, shall we?
I intend to.
There's not anything else. I believe we should retire for the evening.
Yeah.
Take you up on your hospitality for the day rest.
Carlos smiles and says, of course. Beckons over and the same young man comes walking in and says, a place for the day, sir? Carlos nods. He says, please, if you'll come with me. we'll have your man and your animals delivered as well.
Thank you.
You guys are shown out without the honor guard this time. Walked across a few blocks worth of town to a small, it looks like it's some sort of like dry goods shop. You're walked in and then downstairs into the cellar, which is stone.
Okay.
It's a sealed area. And some cots have been set up down there. Like it's not fantastic, but
sure.
It's a place to stay.
Okay. No private area at all then. Okay.
No, it's a single room.
Okay. How much time do we have left in the evening?
3 or 4 hours.
Okay, well, after there, unless you guys got anything. Nothing. I will go off to find somewhere private and begin casting a ritual somewhere
private. It's still a single room.
Somewhere private. I mean, somewhere else, maybe a different place, maybe an inn or something like that.
You can walk up into, like, you can climb the small set of stone stairs out of the cellar into the actual shop. It doesn't, like, the shop, it's got a sign with hours on the front, but it's certainly not open now.
Okay, then I will go up there. Okay. Be guessing,
yeah. When you head up there, Anton is looking around the shop, kind of like checking the windows and checking the door and looking into things. Says they delivered the horses to a small stable 3 buildings down. He holds up a key. He gave me the key to the place. He said they'll have the run of it during the day.
Keep us safe.
Of course.
I'll go off and find a nice little secluded spot.
You find a corner.
Yeah. Begin casting Communicate with Gortrix Clan House.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I am going to try to get some intel on Potsdam if I can.
Alright. Difficulty is 3 plus level. We'll go ahead and roll.
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Legit?
Yeah, I got more zeros too if I need to go longer. Sure.
We'll call it good.
Yeah. So I go and I communicate. Who picks up?
One of Gortrix's flunkies.
Yeah, sure.
Answers the line. Someone basically of your station within the house. It snaps into connection with him. Blessed evening, Apprentice.
Blessed evening to you.
Whenever anybody among the Gortrix house says Apprentice, they say it with kind of a half sneer.
Yes. Like,
it's a private joke.
Yes.
Good evening, Apprentice.
Good evening. Do they, out of character, do they know that I've joined the rebel, the Anarchs and stuff?
Have you told them? Brandon, do they know that you've joined the Rebels?
Yes, they know.
Okay.
They know I'm part of the Anarch movement.
They're aware. Remember, you're not the only agent of the house kind of out doing stuff. So you're like, this is Marius. You know, I'm with this group over in Berlin.
Yes. So this is Marius. Yeah, I'm in Berlin. We may run into some Tremir in Potsdam. What do we know of them or anything about them?
You have the mental version of being put on hold for a moment while you imagine the guy's looking through a book or something.
Yeah.
Well, the bad news is it's not ours in Potsdam. Looks like they belong to the large clan as a whole. Beyond that, I don't have much information. I'll see what I can dig up.
All right. Well, thank you.
Do you think that you're going to need to engage?
I'm hoping not, but it's best to be prepared should anything happen.
You mentioned that you were in Berlin.
Yeah.
We got some interesting stories coming out of Berlin.
Yes.
Yeah. Not only was there that little dust-up between the prince and the local brouhaha, but story is that there's a lot of Inquisition activity in the city.
Yes.
They know more about vampires than they should. We've been tracking movements of this particular group of Inquisitors. They've been making a beeline across the northern territories. It seems they're heading out in rough spirals from Constantinople and the central cities of the Empire out west.
Interesting.
Cleansing as they go. Now, they've never run into something as big as Berlin before. But they don't leave until they're convinced that they're done.
I will pass this along. This seems to be very important for them.
Well, especially the important thing for you to know is to be careful. We really could care less what happens to this particular group of upstarts.
Yes.
But if they can hold on to Berlin, and it can look like you helped with that, I'm sure that could be a feather in their cap.
Yes, that is the plan. What do we know of the brothers of Hakim and their chalices?
The Asmites?
Yes.
Their chalices?
Yes, I send them the mental image of this chalice that he wants us to find.
It's not a chalice, to be clear. This thing is like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, 4.5 feet, yeah.
It's an amphora. This is a big clay jug.
Okay.
I don't know.
Very strange.
News to me. We know that they've... We don't quite want to say that they've got access to some sort of blood sorcery, but there's things that they can do that kind of defy traditional disciplines.
I see.
So yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with this thing.
That may be, we may be onto something with that blood sorcery. He wants us to retrieve this chalice. Somehow it's connected to the Ventru. To Gustav, in some manner. Gustav is currently being held in the Tremere Chantry. In Potsdam.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh. So if they're following standard operating procedure, they've got wards up. Yes. They keyed their wards to this Gustav?
Yes.
Wow, he must owe them big... Alright. So this guy is saying he can use this big clay jug to something.
To get rid of Gustav, essentially. To eliminate him somehow.
Interesting. Find out everything you can. Do any of them know that you're Tremere?
No.
Then don't push it. Don't blow your cover. Try and find out what you can.
Very well.
We'll add this to the pile of accounts of the things that the Asselmites are up to.
Then I give them a full update in case I've forgotten anything as a player.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then I disconnect.
Groovy.
Series of mentions. Wait, what was Markov again? I wrote that down as a note.
Markov was a Tremere.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I'll ask about Markov.
Yeah. I'll look into that name as well for you.
All right. Yep. And I disconnect. Yep.
All right.
Interesting.
Anything
go back
else?
Downstairs.
So this guy's upstairs for about half an hour. I don't know what you guys are doing in that time.
Yeah.
Sharpening my sword.
Yeah, probably.
Because now I have one.
Not much to sharpen on a spear, it turns out. So you're just, like, idly fleshcrafting yourself.
Yeah. I push two cots together. And play off.
I take the other cot.
Awesome. Marius comes back down. There is no cot. Alfwin has pushed them end to end so she can stretch out across them.
Whatever.
When he comes back down, I'll kick my bottom cot over.
Okay.
As you do that, I say, I was going to offer to cuddle.
Ding. His teeth are pearly white.
Yes, I'm sure you were. So, how do you think we should approach this?
You guys could have taken the mats with you. They wouldn't have stopped you.
Yeah.
I said go and do Grossburn. I'll send Siegfried out to take a look at Potsdam.
Should probably send him out now to give him more time to look at it during the night and the day.
I'm going to be with him, and I can't do that during the day.
Ah, I see.
Anybody want to scavenge the last donut and a half or leftover?
No, thank you.
Will kill me, but thank you. Please kill me. I'm going to go get some soda of the diet variety. While you guys figure out what the cutting plan is, I'll take it. What the hell was that?
So, any ideas on how we would be best for us to proceed?
I think Alfin just said that she was going to send her bird to scout.
Scouting is good.
And then I say we strike straight for Gustav.
in the Tremere Chantry.
Well, if that's where he is.
The Tremere Chantry has a series of wards on it that will prevent us from physically entering it.
Seems like a funny name for a house.
Yes, they have all sorts of funny names for things, don't they?
Can you do anything about their wards with war magic?
Knowledge occult.
Don't bother. No.
No. No.
There might be a ritual out there to unweave other rituals in an important place, but you do not have access to it. You don't know.
None.
And you haven't really run into a situation you've been thrown against other Tremere, so it's not a thing that's come up in conversation with your fellow House Gore Church members.
Nothing that I know of.
Well, it seems...
Even your bird at school, correct?
Yes.
It may have troubles entering as well, the area.
That you can give me a knowledge intelligence or check on. Diff 8. Esoteric knowledge.
1, 2, 3.
You're good.
4.
You can keep counting if you want to.
5.
Okay. So, wards versus whatever count against that being's presence. So, if he just sent the bird, if she just sent the bird without skin riding the bird, and it was warded versus vampires, the bird would breeze right through. If it was warded versus ghouls, and he was riding the bird would breeze right through because it's a vampire getting through using an animal. If it's warded versus vampires and ghouls, it doesn't matter which one's inhabiting the head at the time, it will bounce off the ward. You also know that that ward is likely powerful enough that it could kill the bird.
Yeah.
Ghoul birds are more hardy than regular ones, but you do know that even if it got through, it would hurt it, like it would take some damage. Mechanically, you take 3 bashing damage that you can soak, but it's still damage the bird would have to take and soak.
Yeah, the bird would be wounded by entering the area.
And you are certain that this force field will prevent Siegfried from entering?
Yes.
So you know the way that these wards work is as you approach it, you start getting a bad feeling and you have to turn away. If you continue to fight that field, eventually you will abrupt up against the edge of the ward, and then it's a battle of wills between you trying to get through and the person who put the ward in place. It is very, very difficult to win that, just slanted towards the ward and not the person trying to break through.
Yeah, so, yes.
You can't fight that feeling.
Yeah, you can't fight that.
You might be able to. You might be the only one here who could.
Yeah.
So, you want to go after this Asimite's pot, then?
Yes, I'm curious how he... We'll manage to get rid of this Gustav problem with this large effort.
I assume with magic.
Yes. Curious. Maybe he could explain it to me.
A frontal assault on this Tremere Chantry seems like a poor choice.
Yes. Very much so. The best that we can hope for is Gustav happens to be out and about and his pants are dropped. But that urn seems to be Ibrahim seems to have some way of dealing with him with this urn. Although the urn itself is probably going to be watched and possibly even warded as well if the Tremere know about it.
Ibrahim said that his men.
What were able
to secret the urn.
Yes.
It is reasonable to assume the Tremere do not know of it.
Or the good men were also incompetent.
Yeah. You make a fair point, friend. Either way, dirty sorcerers or no, we cannot assume that they have us beat at every turn. No matter how awful they may be.
So we can send Siegfried to this...
warehouse.
Yes.
Yes.
To validate its presence.
But we probably should have him scout the major areas of importance, being that place, and then also, if he flies high enough, he should be able to take a good bird's eye view of the Tremere's.
Well, yes, he's a bird.
Yes, just make sure he doesn't go too low. That's what I worry about.
Thankfully, you know that it is entirely impractical to attempt to ward an entire city. There's not enough blood in the world.
Well, regardless, we should make for
Potsdam.
Goosebum.
Grossbaron.
I'm thinking it might be good to come in on a river entry, floating down the river there, and docking up right in the docks. Then it's a small jump to get the pot. Get back on the boat, go down a little bit further. Perhaps that might bypass any
and
alert that the Tremere has.
Carry a several stone 5-foot pot back through the forest around the city slowly.
Yes, I am not worried about our ability to carry this pot. I look specifically right at Hopwin.
You want me to lug around the pot?
It's one plan. Well, that would be afterwards. If need be, we can all take turns lugging the pot.
The look of disdain that crosses Lars' face has taste. You can taste it.
Yes.
It does not taste good.
No, it tastes good, because he's suave.
Oh, it's free to play in the mouth?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I pronounced it wrong.
Oh. Makes me laugh when you lit it.
It's a nice night.
Not bad.
Garbage.
Yeah, it's not great.
Forgot about the trash smell.
Because I was just thinking, in the summer, that's going to be nope.
Burnt Mexican food mixed with burnt Chinese.
Not food.
In the oil drum.
All right, let us travel. We can continue to deliberate.
So you guys are heading down to Grossbaron?
Yeah.
Okay. The next night?
Yeah.
All right. The night passes uneventfully. The day passes uneventfully, rather. You wake up the next evening, everybody mark a blood point off.
Very well. Okay.
Are you guys letting anyone know that you're leaving? You're just going to quietly slip out of town?
We're telling Ibrahim, right?
Yeah.
Carlisle's man comes to check on you.
We'll just tell him, that we are going to go and scout and possibly begin the operation.
Do you require an escort out of the city?
No, I think we'll be okay.
Very well.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you scared of Inquisitors?
I see no reason to waste our precious resources on petty problems when there are bigger ones ahead.
I was thinking more of the fact that they may need it to help with their operations within the city of Berlin.
Fair enough.
We will be able to handle it. Just think Carl's
life. Keep quiet, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yes.
When you return, head directly here. I'll have a man waiting in the shop. Let him know that you are looking for Carlisle, that you're here to purchase the saddle.
Yes, will do.
He'll know where to find us.
Okay.
Good luck, and thank you.
It is our pleasure to help the brothers.
For the cause.
For the cause.
Anton will lead you down the street to the few doors down to the stable where you guys' horses were kept. You guys all saddle up and head on out.
Yes.
Just to get a sense of scale, what will 7,000 crowns buy?
It's a lot back then.
Yeah. So the rich poor disparity is a rough one to try and handle in modern terms. A crown, a medieval gold piece, feeds a peasant for a year. But it's like 20 crowns to have a sword made. Or 1,000 crowns for a small home. 5,000 crowns to upkeep a small manor house and farmlands for a few months. So 7,000 crowns could buy you the cost of a large structure, or the cost of a small structure, including all the pay for all of the workers, or just the goods to build a large structure. You could be in weapons and gear for years to come off of 7,000 crowns. You could travel comfortably without having to worry about resources for 7,000 crowns. Or it would be justification to go from resources 2 to resources 3 if you invested it properly.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No, I imagine that you
might be invested in the domain. If it was shitty.
You could definitely do that. Because you've got, what, 1 dot of domain?
Yeah.
Right now? Yeah, it would. I would take that as justification to go up to 2 dots of domain, which would undilapidate your house and have a few servants move back in.
Yeah, that might be a thing.
Well, first we need to succeed on this mission.
Right, no. Spend all your money right now before you have it. This is great.
In what way could we ever possibly fail at it?
I know.
Never.
Every time I've set out to kill you, I've succeeded.
So, you guys are heading out of town, and as you're heading to the southern gate, there is a large congregation of people.
Go around.
I assume that you guys are going around it and not making your way through a large congregation.
I trample them.
It is very clear that they are participating in a burning. Like, there are 3 stakes set up.
Do we recognize anybody being burned?
No. Too late for that, my friend. Okay. The fires are going, they are lighting the square, people are cheering, there's not even screaming anymore. Whoever was up there.
Is it clear who the Inquisitors are versus who the rabble is?
It is very clear who the Inquisitors are. There are men, athletic men in church outfits with swords strapped at their belts and, like, metal clasped Bibles that they're holding in their hands, almost like shields. There is a moment as you guys are riding through the gate, like looking at these 3 men up there, and they've got people with them, but clearly these 3 guys are in charge. There are 2 different moments that happen simultaneously. For Alfwin and Lars, it's really creepy. The central Inquisitor standing up there, kind of like watching over the crowd. These guys happen to be facing in your direction, though they're certainly not looking at you. There is a child standing behind him, not frightened, but nervous. He's dressed in white, almost like altar boy white. He has a shaved head, but you can see eyebrows. I mean, clearly the kid has hair, like body hair. Probably doesn't have body hair, anyway. Shaved head, maybe 8 or 10 years old, dressed in white with a large black cross hanging around his neck. He's just kind of like watching from behind the central Inquisitor's leg. Looking around at all these people, and just, it strikes you as weird. This is no place for a child, even though there's children in the crowd screaming and cheering, like, up there amongst the burning bodies, no place for a child, and the child's behavior is just weird. While they're having that moment, Marius, you have a second of recognition of that central Inquisitor standing, looking over the crowd, shouting to them with arms raised. The scar across his left wrist is something that tingles in memory. The half-unshaved, like, been 3 or 4 days since he's shaved, face looks completely unchanged. But what really gets you is the cold, dead look in Muldoon's eyes as he stands up there in an Inquisitor's robe and preaches the word of God to these people.
Does he see me?
He's not looking out past the square. He's in a square. He is preaching.
Go a little faster here. Yes. No, I'm going faster. No.
All right.
Rush to escape the smell?
Yes, it is quite horrid. I reckon I'm not breathing.
You guys head safely out of Berlin with nary a problem.
Dude.
You're welcome.
Makes me think of wonder what he's up to.
Make some blood. Make some blood.
Or leading the Spanish Inquisition.
Yes.
So if I get a position, the Spanish Inquisition doesn't happen yet.
So if I ever get caught by him, I know where Piers is.
All right. Giddy up. How many Inquisitors were there? Maybe
three.
You said that. Okay.
Yep. And a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Make that four. The child's definitely Inquisitor.
Marius did not see the child. Marius was too busy going, oh, shit, that's Muldoon. Did he see me? I don't think he saw me. Is that really? Oh, God, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Muldoon.
Interesting.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Which means he's got a fresh source.
Yes.
Right. We ride to Grosbeard.
All right. You guys spend the night riding to Grosbeard. There are no travelers on the road. It's quiet. Fairly peaceful. There's clouds covering the moon, but you can see kind of through the dull haze of the clouds. It's a very bright full moon night. 7 or 8 hours later, you guys finally roll up to Grosbeard, which has like a knee-high wall surrounding the city, or surrounding the village, but not much more than that.
Okay, go find some accommodations, I guess.
You looking for an inn, or are you going to the burned-out hull of barn that Abraham told you about?
I'd say the inn.
Any yeah. Particular reason?
Don't quite trust Abraham yet. No, I'll tell that off with him. Well, I don't quite trust him yet.
Well, I'll go with your instincts on that.
Well, they could be wrong, mind you.
The inn seems fine, but...
Go to the inn.
Okay. After some pounding on the door, eventually a light flickers on and somebody lights a candle and makes their way out. The innkeeper, an older man.
They have a tone deal with it.
Yeah. The two of them talk for a while, and finally at one point, you guys are kind of sitting off your horses a little ways back, letting the rabble deal with itself.
Yeah.
At one point, the door starts to close, and Anton, like, pounds the door back open and says, "I don't think you understand." There's some raised voices, yeah. Some more conversation. Eventually, he comes walking back, shaking his head, and says, "I got us a couple of rooms. I think they're going to take some effort."
I'll take care of this.
I mean, he doesn't have any, you know, bulletproof accommodations.
Ah. I can't take care of that. I'll get back to that.
I can take care of that. Okay. So we'll go up there. I'll just need a moment in the room.
Once you cast the ritual, the door cannot be opened again.
Ah.
Everybody who's going to be in the room that night needs to be in the room.
All right, so I bring them all in. All right.
This is why it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense for you to pretend not to be a Tremere. Everybody knows. These guys are just polite enough not to say it.
Yes. No, I keep it up, though.
No, Alfred's just stupid. Like.
He's got magic.
And I will say dirty Tremere, because I do not.
And you hate those guys. Yeah?
I hate those guys. I legitimately hate those guys. So I go in there, and I said, okay, just...
So what you have are two adjoining rooms. You go through one room, and there's a second room, and Anton says, I'll take up post in this first room here, so nobody comes in during the day to try and bring you bath water or feed you or anything like that. I'll
chew them out. Yeah. Okay. Very well.
You guys have the resources between you to pay for this.
Yes.
Sure. I'm just going to hand wave through there.
And so I don't put up anything. I just cast Defense of the Sacred Haven as we go to sleep.
So as you guys are kind of getting yourself settled in the room, Marius produces a small pouch of finely milled sea salt and begins walking around the edges of the room and like spreading it on the window panes and the doorway and things like that. You know, he pulls the blinds, they're not the blinds, but the curtains tight. You guys are nervous. These curtains are not going to stop sunlight.
Yeah.
Probably isn't the first time Marius has done this. If we've been traveling with him for a while.
Sure. Yeah. Every time he does this, you're nervous.
Right.
Because these curtains are not going to stop sunlight.
And this is the time he's going to fuck it up.
Right. And you don't actually know what he does because there's no visual cue. You sleep all day, so you don't see the sunlight not getting in.
Right.
Like, you just wake up and you're not burned. But I'm going to imagine that both of you take all of your blankets and your riding cloaks and your extra clothes and pile it on yourselves and just, like, curl into the fetal position on the floor.
That's absolutely
right. And I'll just take the bed and sleep on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problems.
So, go ahead and roll your ritual.
What if you fuck it up?
Oh.
Campaign over.
Ooh. Difficulty 1, 2, 3.
How many ones did you get?
1, 2.
How many
successes? I got one more. 3. 3 successes. 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So, positive 1 here? Success.
No, ones don't cancel successes. I'm not using that rule, remember?
That's right, yeah. So, 3 successes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Not that you know.
But I wake up the next day.
But you do wake up the next evening.
I am confident in my abilities to cast this, yeah.
So, the next evening, everybody mark off a blood point. You wake up safe and sound as the weight slides off of your chest as the sun dips below the horizon.
Yep. I'm sleeping fully exposed on the bed.
If I were one of those religious fanatics, I would think somebody read about now.
Do you sleep in your armor?
Yeah, why not? Okay. Does it hinder me at all?
It's uncomfortable.
I don't care.
Doesn't anyone just die, though?
Yeah. You go into a coma during the day.
Yeah,
you wake up sore the next night.
Sore?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Fine, I guess.
If you do this too often, you will start to take health level penalties as you kind of bruise yourself. For a night, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
In general, I will let you know, your practice should not be to sleep in your armor during the day.
Okay. Well, I'm in a threatening situation, so I'm going to sleep.
It's fine. You can do it tonight. I'm not too worried. Okay. During this time. So whatever.
Send your bird, sir. Ma'am.
As you guys walk out into the next room, Anton is sharpening that long stiletto of his on the bed, kind of breathes a sigh of relief. I was getting nervous. That door closes. I don't have to open it, but sunlight streaming through in the morning. That maid wanted to get in there so badly to bathe you.
Of course she did.
She didn't even see you last night. So I'm assuming she went on her father's description of you. But it's ridiculous. You don't even have to get around.
Perhaps I will have to go make my acquaintance.
Well, having already sampled the wares, she sure as hell didn't bother you guys there. I would highly recommend it.
I believe I will find places she is virgin.
One day, you're going to teach me how you do.
Any other issues?
The food's passable, not that you care. I did a little bit of walking around a few minutes ago as the sun started going down, just to kind of get a lay of the place. There's not a lot of people here. It's a small community. Everybody knows each other by first name. So,
some of them should disappear.
No, what I'm saying is if people disappear, they're going to notice.
Yes.
I mean, if you tell me, he looks back at Mars, if you tell me to go disappear someone, I'll go disappear someone.
No, low profile. We're not in our home territory.
Right. You want me to see if I can, like, score you some blood from the butchers or something?
Yes, please.
Sure, I'll try and catch him before he goes.
Yeah.
Siegfried and I are going to take a little jaunt to Potsdam. If anyone's feeling generous, you can tip some blood down my throat.
Sticks a stiletto back into its sheath, dusts himself off, gets up and walks out the room.
Oh, Anton. I'll get my own.
Of course you will.
Those windows open?
They do open, yes. It's a second story building. Windows open.
The little game we play that I don't really cast, but yeah, I cast. Yeah.
Okay. What?
I like the little game that we play where, like, he's like, no, he doesn't cast, no worries.
Yeah, right.
I'm sitting there casting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. You're in the magic closet, and we're all pretending we haven't known forever.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I've never seen that guy suck six dicks in a row. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, your girlfriend in Canada.
Yeah.
I go find a comely lass and take a couple blood points out of her.
Sure.
And I give her the night of her life.
Go ahead and make me a roll.
Sure. Doing an ambulism?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. I was talking to this guy.
1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
All right, that's full blood points.
How bad does that hurt her?
I'm going to assume that that's a couple of young ladies.
Okay, sure.
Like, you find all the farmer's daughters.
Right.
Yeah. Get them in a line. And you run the train.
Chew, motherfucker.
Manipulation plus animal can.
In fact, there's probably a mother in there, too.
Sure, yeah.
Grandmother, too.
No.
That's weird.
This is the fucking Dark Ages. There's no grandmothers.
There is, but they're 12.
Exactly. Yeah.
They only look 87.
Right.
Do I get something different because it's my ghoul? I thought that was a modifier.
Alright. No. The difficulty is based on how hard it is to take on the mindset of the animal. It's disorienting to throw your mind into theirs.
I might be thinking of like that animal whispers thing.
Yes.
So your body just lays down wherever you're at? How does that work?
Basically, she opens the window, like calls the raven down there. I'm not going to make a roll because your raven's nearby. Raven lands at the windowsill, and she looks the raven in the eyes, and then just slowly slumps over.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, it'll kill me.
No, no problem.
Assuming I succeed. Which is an incorrect assumption.
What
I
did
thought
you
instead
do?
Of succeeding, I would botch, you know, just...
Did you really botch?
You didn't botch.
What's the difficulty?
One, oh, there is a one there.
And
I couldn't see the one through successes. The microphone.
A botch, and awesome.
This is our first botch, I think.
So I'm leaving forever, then?
No. No, that's specifically not what happens.
Some animorph shit?
No. She settles down on the edge of the bed. The bird's hopped over to the sill. She looks at it for a moment, and there's kind of a half-strangled squawk from her. And then we pop into initiative rounds, because she frenzies.
Cool. She does?
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
So, it's plus dex plus a d10. And we'll do this tonight, instead of getting dice in the pot stain. That's cool.
God damn it.
I'm in.
I didn't want to kill you this time.
But you're not there. You're all
right.
Having the time of your life. It's just
these guys broke in and attacked Marius.
Yeah. Those Inquisitors.
Carousing for the win.
3, 4, 5, 10, 11.
All right. So, as initiative starts, what happens is Marius is wherever he is. I know that you are in full armor. I'm going to say that you do not have your sword out or anything. You're probably looking at a map trying to figure out what to do next. And you look over at a strange sound just in time to see Alfwin, like, throw herself up from the bed and take a snap at Siegfried, who squawks and flies out the window, before turning towards you, fangs bared, eyes glazed red as she begins to move towards you. She got an 11, so you have to declare first. You're sitting down. You are completely unable to defend yourself. You should do something about that.
Does my supernatural powers work on a frenzied person?
Depends on your supernatural power.
Dominate, flee, or something like
that? Turns out you can't dominate a beast.
Okay.
This is gonna be amazing. Presence works really well on dominating people.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah. All right,
if you have 3 dots of animalism, you can make someone unfrenzy.
You can make self-control checks each round to try and bring yourself out of this. There's the conscious part of your mind is like, oh god, no wait, this isn't what I wanted to do at all.
Right. Is that a requirement? Do you have to try and come out of frenzy?
Nope.
Can you be just like, nope, fuck it?
Nope. It depends on your nature. If you had a particular nature that would make you not want to do the things that you're doing in frenzy, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and you have to roll it. But if the conscious part of your mind is just like, I can't stop.
Sure.
Right. Actually a thing in New World of Darkness called Riding the Wave.
Nice.
It's in Old World of Darkness, too. It's just the thing that you do when you're in alternate paths of morality. People in humanity can't do it.
So I would like to spend blood and go full defense.
Okay, so you're going to kick yourself up from your chair. Go ahead and make your blood spends.
I want to do probably stamina since I'm going full defense. It's three.
You found something terrible on the internet.
I love red.
Wow.
Two, three.
I love it so much that I don't read it while I'm running this game because it's really distracting.
Okay. Oh, wait. No, I can actually do it.
I'm
like
superfluous.
In this case, yeah.
So one blood gives me...
Well, he does math. Billy Mays' son is doing an AMA.
I read Billy Mays' son's AMA.
The top comment is, I always thought there was one Billy Mays, but today Reddit was like, two. But wait, there's more!
Four. Because I can spend four blood per round, right? That's what our...
Yes.
Okay. Have on this yeah.
Followed closely by Billy Mays here with a fantastic offspring. Okay.
That's what I do. I spend my blood.
Alright. So, in your frenzied state, that beast over there is kicking itself out of its chair and being ready to fight you. You are enraged. Everything around you must die.
Okay.
So, you can declare in response, you need to declare combat actions against the nearest thing to you. The bird has gotten away at this point. Thankfully, you chose a bird and not, say, your horse. Because if you had chosen your horse, you would butcher the shit out of that thing right now. But your bird gets away. You're going to have to attack him for at least a round. You can spend a... You can make a self-control check. You need three successes to break through this frenzy. It is difficulty 8 to break out. You can spend one willpower a turn.
Okay.
Successes accumulate over turns.
But the self-control is in addition to whatever combat actions I'm taking?
Yes, it's a reflexive thing that you are doing.
Okay. And am I, like, fighting like an animal, or am I? Should I grab up my spear and try to...
You can absolutely grab up your spear. You can't... You couldn't use, like, say, thaumaturgy.
Right.
But physical disciplines are okay. Weapons at hand are okay. You're in an incoherent rage.
Okay.
Like, you... Words are kind of meaningless babble. Everything's in a red haze, but you understand tools of killing.
Right. Stick him with the pointy end.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So stick me with the pointy
end. If this game ever makes it to the modern knights, guns are not okay, but knives and swords and billy clubs are.
Okay.
So you wouldn't use a bow right now. But. Sure. Yep. You can pick up your spear and stab at him.
Okay.
Alright. So first, make your self-control check.
Difficulty 8?
Yep. Would you like to spend a willpower on this roll?
I don't know. Willpower is actually valuable now.
Okay.
How much do I care about Marius? Yeah, I'll spend a willpower.
You've chosen poorly.
No.
You've got one. So we'll keep track of that one. One success. Would you like to spend any blood? And by that I mean, where would you like to put the blood that you're spending? Because you're in a frenzy.
I start hitting diminishing returns.
At 7.
That's 7?
Okay.
It's one more than Generation Max.
And my attack roll is Dex. Because
I just looked
version,
it up.
Right? It's Dex Melee.
Dex Melee.
Alright.
I also learned, and I don't know if Evan's just house ruling this, but blood spends above the max don't start going down until 3 turns after you stop spending blood.
Yeah, I do it the turn after.
Yeah.
3 turns after.
Makes us spend blood faster.
So, I'm pumping 3 into Dex.
I like it. Right? Yeah, I'm keeping dice pools.
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. All right, go ahead and make your Dex plus failure roll. Are you doing a single attack, or are you doing splitting for multiple strikes?
Single attack.
Okay. Feel the power.
I kind of wanted to fight.
4, 5.
May
I?
What's that?
I kind of wanted to fight. Yeah, go.
For my defense.
Sure.
I'm doing full defense against them here.
Yep.
Difficulty is 6.
6 for both of you.
2.
The pool for full defense?
Depends if I have to, if you're doing celerity or not. The first one's full, and then the second one, yeah.
He's asking what the pool is. At this point, I'm assuming you're doing dex plus dodge, and remember you're a minus one.
Oh, I was doing melee. Oh. Dex plus melee.
Sure. Yeah, remember, you're a minus one die because of your armor.
Okay.
So roll again with one less die.
Yep, I did forget.
So it's dex plus melee.
If you're parrying, and that's what he's trying to
do. It's actually, for my armor, it's minus 3. I completely forgot about it. So that. So 3. And 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I only get this one.
Okay. That's way more than 5 dice.
1, 2, 3, 4 successes. What do you mean more than 5? Dex plus melee.
minus three.
One, two, three.
You said Sorry. That's one, two, three, four, five, and I was Sorry. Looking at the dice that you rolled, and that was more than five.
Yeah, so here's my armor.
He's yes. rolling seven dice.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Legit. How many successes did you get?
Four. Plus my specialty.
I got four, and three five. Of them were tens, and I have a specialty.
Five. So I have five.
Five, and you've gotten four so far.
Yes, and it stays at four.
Four. All right. So you successfully parry the spear thrust as it, like, just arcs out towards your neck.
Okay.
Have your initiatives changed? You both put into dex?
Yes. I put three into dex.
So did I.
So we're you're the at the same. So declaring first.
Full defense and shouting at him to control himself, or control herself. Alfwind.
So, Alfwind is like, just like shrieking at the top
of I'm calmly going,
control yourself!
Well, I'm trying to do it in a calm
You gotta shout over her.
Got
just like constant, shrieking and wailing.
Okay, Alfwind, yeah. Control yourself, yeah.
Next round, self-control. Would you like to spend a willpower?
Nah, that was good. One success.
You are at... Two.
Dose.
If you spent a willpower, you'd be done now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, make your tackle.
Now I have to spend blood, don't I? I have four blood left. I can spend four blood a turn.
What are your pulls at? Four, four, and six? Or four, six, four?
Do I have? No, five, six, four.
No, you don't need to keep spending.
Oh, blood. And I don't have blood rush. Dang it. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
So much for having all that blood.
Yeah.
All right. Make your attack roll. Would you like to spend a willpower?
No.
Okay. One, two. Only two that time for me.
One, two, three, four, five, six, and three tens again.
Six. So, three roll over because he cancels... Or no, four roll over because he cancels two out.
Mm-hmm.
One of those to hit. The other three roll over successes. How much damage did your spear do?
Strength plus two.
So your strength is five?
Yes.
Plus two is seven, plus three is ten. Roll ten dice for damage.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Do you have any potions?
I do not.
Five, six. My armor. Five. 42.
One. Roll it.
Two, three. Four. Five.
One, two.
Six.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Okay.
Soaked it. Seven.
The spear swings at you. It swings lower than you're expecting because the last shot was for your neck. This one hits under your plate and hits into your chain. You feel the chain burst. As it punches through it and hits and scrapes along one of your ribs, you can feel the pain of it scraping, but know that it hasn't broken anything and done a lot of damage. And the spear withdraws for another attack. Top of the next round, anybody spending any blood?
No.
I think I'm okay right now. Control yourself. Again. Yes.
Would you like to spend a willpower?
Nope.
Okay.
No success.
One, two, three.
Attack.
Four. Four.
How much vicissitude do you have?
Three.
One more, and you can just...
Yeah, at one more, the transformation will start this turn.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
Five successes.
Four of me. So
all right. So seven dice for damage.
Three, four, five. Three, four, five.
One, two, three, four.
Soak. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Because both of you have impressive dice bits, it's like watching a retard hump a doorknob.
Yeah.
Okay. Next turn.
Oh.
Nope. Okay.
You're kidding me.
Second verse, same as the first. You don't need my help. You guys know what rules to roll.
Are you sure?
Unless either of you are changing your actions.
Keep telling him to control himself.
Two, three, four.
Four successes.
Three successes.
Okay, I block. Ting, ting, ting. Any blood?
Nope.
Okay.
Come
next.
On. Eight. Hooray! Two successes.
Okay.
I'm super in control.
Well, you're back in control anyway.
Yes.
You fight the frenzy back down and realize what you're doing. Would you like to take an action this round?
Pull the spear away from Marius.
Okay.
I'm standing there still in defensive stance. Waiting.
I'm hungry.
Yes, you should probably go feed.
Sorry about that.
There's yes! pounding on the door.
Yes! I go in through the door. Yes!
Okay. The innkeeper has got a cleaver in his hand. He opens the door. He's like, is everything alright?
Yes, I apologize. I was just merely giving a lesson.
A lesson?
Yes.
I grab him and I start feeding. So.
Oh no.
Dex plus roll.
Well, that's fantastic. My dex is really good right now.
You're feeding the father. I'm feeding off the daughter.
I assume you went and found the father's daughters.
And his daughter, specifically.
Right. She came highly recommended.
Right.
That is a true statement, and so is the double entendre.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Turns out he rolled 3 dice to get out of your way, so... So, yeah. You're like, I'm giving lessons, like, lessons, and then from, like, next to you, the ridiculously long arms of Alfwin just grab this guy. One grabs him by the head, and the other one grabs his shirt, and she just drags him towards him. He gets half a shriek out, the knife clatters to the ground, and she sinks her fangs into, like, his clavicle. Just like, ah! And then he just kind of goes limp and starts gasping.
I step out in the hallway, look around to see if anyone else.
There's an older-looking woman down at the bottom of the stairs looking anxiously. Up. She doesn't have any weapons in her hand or anything like that. Just looking up there.
Oh, everything's fine, dear. No, say as they. The innkeeper will be taking care of this issue.
How much you feeding? You get 2 turn 1.
Yeah, I'll keep going.
You get 2 more the next turn.
But I'll fold. I should go back.
I'm done. I'll take the 4.
Okay.
His old ass crumples to the ground.
Okay. Did you kill him? No. Not unless he had a startlingly little amount of blood.
Would you check, please?
I check.
In perception medicine, what's your pool for that?
7.
Yeah, don't bother rolling. He is alive. He is in shock. He may actually die. Not from blood loss, but, like, he's an old man and you scared the hell out of him.
For fuck's sake. Can I treat him for shock?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
Might want to put a point of blood in him.
That's counterproductive.
Ghoul all the things.
Wherever Wolfgang is, suddenly he feels a sense of pride. Sitting on his mound of ghouls that he has pretending to be a sheriff.
How do I treat him for shock?
Treat him for shock. I'm not going to make you roll for it. You've got tons of medicine. You get him on the bed. You prop his feet up. You put blankets around him to keep him warm. You know that he needs lots of fluids because you've taken a lot of blood from him. I'm going to assume that you guys work together, like have the innkeeper's wife draw a bath. You'll say that he came in, was startled, and had an episode. I mean, this is way too early in history for things like heart attacks.
Yeah, he had an episode, yeah.
Yeah. He had an episode and fainted. The issue here is that he was most definitely, like you two are aware, he was most definitely conscious when Alfwin started to feed from him. So he's going to remember that Alfwin, the tall Nordic lady, grabbed him by the head and drank his blood.
But there's no proof of that, right?
I'm going to assume that Alfwin licked the wounds, unless you're trying to do ag.
No.
Okay. Nope, there's no proof.
But if he tells the right inquisitor.
Yeah.
We might have to burn this down.
Kind of wishing you had Dominate 3 now, didn't you?
Yes. Well, I got the XP, but I'm saving that.
You just spontaneously, like, develop it right now.
Yeah.
Just flex until the power manifests itself, grab by the ears. You remember nothing!
All right, have to.
No. You are welcome to do that.
No, I know, but I'm saving it.
It's more immediately useful than the sixth thought and bong, since that doesn't actually give you a power. And then you'd have to learn a ritual afterwards. Just saying.
You're already rolling, like, 12 dice for blood powers in Thaw. Yeah,
I have it all.
Fine, turns out that's a lot of goddamn dice.
Okay. So, we put him in a bath, we're giving him plenty of fluids, treating him.
They spend the experience points.
Yeah, the wife is in the room, kind of like... she's very concerned about her husband. So she's in and out of the room, kind of asking if there's anything she can do.
Yeah, can you go get me some fresh water? Boil it first.
She runs downstairs.
Yes.
Okay, I discreetly murder her husband.
Wait, what? I'm right there.
I don't care.
This is the best thing in the world. And so she leaves, and Marius is like, yes, some boiled water. That would be fantastic. Yes. And then you turn around to explain to Alfwin that you can handle it. And when you turn around, Alfwin has just casually pushed his head down under the water. And he's like, he's still unconscious, so he's just kind of like weakly flailing and like these couple of small bubbles.
I can take care of this, Alfwin. No, bring him up. I can take care of this.
I pull him off, tie his hair out of him.
Clear the water from his lungs.
He coughs up some water from his lungs.
I open up his lungs and scoop the water out.
No.
And then, what's your humanity? Five. Okay.
Like, I don't kill people for no reason, but this shit... This could get me in trouble. So...
Yes, turns out... I can take care of this.
Hey, yo.
Oh, thank you.
Can I see Dominate... What do I use for Dominate 3? What is it? Charisma Intimidation?
Probably. No, you actually just spontaneously generate Dominate.
Yes, to help fix this problem.
I have a solution.
Well, I have it saved up, but... Yeah, I know your solution.
Yeah.
The forgetful mind. We might be needing this much more often.
So it turns out that planned murder is a humanity check at humanity 3.
Okay.
Or at 5. So you were planning on murdering this guy. However, I'm saying that humanity checks happen when you do something terrible, not when you contemplate or are stopped in the middle of the act. So you're not making one at this point.
I think it would be fair, because, I mean, I would kill him.
If you were convinced that you were just going to kill that guy, you can have a moment of self-reflection.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and make me a conscience check. Roll your tiny, tiny conscience. Eh. You are overcome by a sense of how, like, unkingly, ungodly that act was. If you are better than these people, there's a part of you that says you have to find solutions other than just flagrantly murdering them.
Yes.
There's a reason that the Inquisition is going on. There's, you know, you feel bad. However, it makes sense to your character to feel bad about this. You can't show off to the world as a gallant if you've killed everybody in it. So, yeah. You feel very bad. God, I was just going to kill that guy because that was inconvenient. Because I frenzied. I couldn't get my crap together. I was going to punish that guy for it? Man.
It is everyone else's fault, especially that fucking bird.
He was totally hiding. It's so confused. It's like, I love her, but she's so mean.
So I will do.
Your bird is a battered bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wake him up. Dominate.
His eyes are kind of rolling around. Yeah. He's half conscious now.
Yeah. So, wake up! Wake up! Dominate. Yes. Forget. It's wits and subterfuge.
Oh God! One of your good pools.
No.
Difficulty of his willpower.
I don't know what his willpower is.
I do.
Okay, so I'll pull willpower, but I got 3, maybe.
5770.
5770, and you're spending a point of willpower?
Yes.
Okay, so mark off your willpower. Okay.
You might have just scrubbed this guy's brain clean.
What would you like him to forget?
Everything! Like him to forget
his
that
wife.
Alfwin grabbed him.
Get him to forget his daughter.
No. I'm not going to be greedy. I want to get him to forget that Alfwin grabbed him, sucked him.
Yeah.
That is what I wish for him to forget.
Okay. Are you attempting to put any memories in that place?
No, because it's all he just came up to my door and then he had an episode.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he came up to my door, he had an episode. He was going to talk to us about the noise complaint.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, in this, there's this moment of like, Alpin, like, standing there, her arm sopping wet from holding this guy under the bath, and she's looking at the water rivulets dripping. I was like, God, I almost used this hand to kill a man for really no reason. What have I become? And in that moment, Marius's voice cuts through your reverie as he's holding this man, like cradling this man's chin in his hands, looking him in the eyes, and says, "You will remember nothing. You will not remember that you came to the door and were attacked. You will remember opening the door. You will remember falling to the ground with a pain in your chest, and no more."
Yes. Marius is good at this, right? Yeah.
Suddenly.
The man's eyes stare wide, and he kind of like fish mouse at you for a few minutes, and then blinks as the power sinks in and takes effect.
Yes.
What was commotion? I heard shouting. Who were? Where?
Your wife.
What happened?
Your wife is fetching water for you.
I'm naked.
Yeah.
I'm in a bath.
Yes, you had an episode, sir.
Oh.
Okay. You were going to come talk to us about some noise that we were making.
There was shouting in the room.
Yes, yes. I was giving Offwood here some lessons in swordplay.
Not a women's place to fight.
Yes, hence this
splash. I drop him.
You're not holding on to him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's sitting in the bathtub.
Yeah. Your wife will be with you presently.
Yeah.
Yes.
She eventually comes back with some hot water. About the same time that Anton comes in with a jug from the butcher's, like, I was only able to... Hello?
Yep.
Sets it down. Evening. Bath time?
Yes, the innkeeper here had an episode. I believe there's something wrong with his insides. He fell and fainted while he was coming to investigate some noises in our room.
Of course, of course.
He's getting up there in the ears.
Yeah.
I suspiciously look over, yeah. Sure.
Well, he's eyeing Alfwin. Yeah, mm-hmm. An episode that happened, because clearly his boss couldn't have done any of that.
Right. That's
great. Alright, yeah, after about another hour of this awkwardness, eventually she bundles him off and apologizes profusely and thanks you.
I believe our...
both of you for your help.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Get some rest.
That's ridiculous.
Not good.
And I shout out, get some rest to him. Yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't see the flames the first time.
You guys remember the image of the crate thing, the little one shot that we played here? It was like a Millennium Falcon, only it was a rust bucket.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So John took Joey, the guy out there with the long beard, took his and painted it up like the crate thing, so they called it the Rusty Venture.
Nice. Nice.
It looks epic.
Nice.
Bust it up, Wolfie.
Once they leave, is Lars going to come back anytime soon?
Yeah, 3 hours later, they've finally left. This bucket, this jug of blood, has one blood point's worth of blood in it, because animal blood is just not as sustaining as human blood is.
Thank you, Hugwood.
It's all he had on it.
Yes. I drink it, and then...
I'm
going to need to go hunting now that I've had to deal with this situation.
Okay.
Oh, look, I said I was sorry. Sometimes when you try to get into the beast gets into you.
Yes.
Understand? You can clearly handle yourself.
I do what I must. I need to go hunting now. I believe you may need to as well, though.
Right, if we want to eliminate the entire population of this town.
Maybe we should look for the animals then. Perhaps the...
I can try and scare up some game, but I'm not going to drag a few deer back into town.
We'll press on as is. I'll just have to go hungry. I'm sure
this
Lars
is about the time that Lars comes back.
Sure, so like Lars just strolls into the room whistling a little tune.
Yes.
You know.
Blood all over his face.
No.
Just too much.
He's very neat and tidy, right?
Oh, yeah.
His hair is like Hugh Grant tousled.
Right. Right. No, he's more of a Clooney.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, how'd the recon go?
Marius just sits back and lets Thoughtful explain this.
The beast got into me. I had a little tussle with Marius. The innkeeper got involved. Everything is okay now.
So, how will the recon go?
I'm just going to send Siegfried down his own.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm just going to send Siegfried on his own.
You walk over to the window and you make some cawing sounds. The first time you do it, Siegfried doesn't come back. You wait for a few minutes. You do it again, and this time Siegfried, like, you see him fly past the window and, like, eye you with one eye, and then fly past again and eye you with the other eye, and then land very cautiously on the windowsill with his wings still kind of splayed, like ready to jump back and fly off. And squawks questioningly. Like, what the fuck, man? Not cool!
Yeah, well, he's my bitch.
So, he is. He's here, and he loves you. He's just not happy.
Okay. I'm going to tell him to head in that direction. There's a city. Show him the overhead map.
Turns out birds, totally no direction. You okay. Say head northeast, or northwest, I think, in this case. Head northwest. He will understand.
Okay.
Northwest. To the next big human city.
Right.
You can give him that basic.
And I'll show him the overhead map we have, and it's like, we're interested in this.
He does not comprehend maps. Like, he can't make sense of the scrawling on there and compare it to anything in the real world.
Okay.
He doesn't have that kind of cognitive capability. But you can tell him, like, you can give him information about it. You have the map, and you can describe things. Like, there will be a big human city. There will be an island with city on it. We want to know about, you know, the southern part of the island with the wooden docks where the ships land, whatever.
Okay.
Give him that kind of information. What specifically are you trying to get him to report back to you on?
I want to see if he can look into the warehouses, see what kind of people are in there.
Okay. He is not going to be able to tell you, like, the kinds of goods in there. Like, unless this warehouse is a big empty room with this single amphora sitting in the middle,
right.
He's probably not going to be able to come back and tell you the contents of it. But he could certainly say, like, there's boxes in here, there are some people in here.
Yeah.
He can roughly identify vampires, because they make him feel nervous.
Right.
So he can let you know if there's people around there that make him feel nervous, but he's going to have to get close to do that.
And he could probably tell me, like, carrying swords, weapons.
Shiny things, yeah. Metal things, yep.
Okay.
Alright, you send him off.
Good enough.
It's probably going to take him about an hour or two.
Alright.
To get there. So.
Yes. So I guess I'm going to go try to hunt down. Yeah. I will go hunting myself.
You have an enjoyable evening, Lars?
It was passable.
Not very experienced, young ladies.
They serve their purpose.
They'll remember you.
They will.
To the end of their nights. Implying that he embraced both of them. Randomly made them both vampires.
That's right.
So, since willpower is a very important thing now, I believe I used my nature very well there.
What was your nature?
Judge. Assessing the information and giving the best course of action with dealing with the innkeeper. I certainly feel that is the best course of action.
I want to get the wording on that.
Ah, okay. Well, while you're doing that,
it seems legit to me, but
I'm going to do a wits survival with my bow and arrow and go hunting.
Sure.
Animal or game. Or a cow, whatever happens to get in the way. Cows are easy to shoot. Go figure. In pastures.
Yeah, I'll give you a point of willpower back, because not only did you find a course of action that resolved that problem without creating further problems, you were successfully able to present information to Alquin that kept her from going off the rails.
Yes.
In your perception of what to be done.
Yes. So, with survival.
Yep.
What's the difficulty? 6, right?
7.
Oh, 2 successes.
Oh, 1 if it was 6, though.
Thank you. Come back grumbling.
Yes, for you.
Yes. How are you doing from your
I'm down 12.
Yes, I might recommend hunting game while we wait for your companion to return.
Sure. Am I making a wit survival?
Sure.
How are you hunting? Just running down animals. I do have archery. Mm. I'll take your bow.
Okay.
Bow is meticulously taken care of. What do you know? Oh, nice.
Diff 7.
2 successes.
Diff 6 for you, actually. You've got animalism.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's much easier for you to hunt animals.
Still 2 successes.
Okay, 2 more blood.
Well, that's right. I can just call animals to me.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Big animals, get over here. Get in my belly.
So you can make one of those 2 hunting rules. That is also a hunting rule that you are making. You're just using your, I want to say it's wit survival is the beckoning rule.
Oh, whatever, I already made the roll. So I'll stick with it. I'll just remember next time. I'll go, hey, all elks in the area, come here for me to eat you.
Or cows. Yeah, have the cows all break their pens.
Tear into their pens.
That works, yeah. All right. So we wait for the bird to come back.
Yeah. Heading on towards dawn.
Yes, we'll have to rest here again. I'm sure the innkeeper won't mind, will he?
No, no, you guys saved his life.
Yes.
Sure. Happy to have you stay another night. Or another day. The bird comes back.
I, in fact, go down and convince him that since we did him such a favor, we shouldn't pay for the second
night. He completely agrees with you. You can
also, you should marry his dog.
And his wife.
I will consummate something with his daughter. Again. And his wife.
At the same time.
I don't hang out in that corner of the internet.
Also not, you said not a shot to say.
Not anymore. Now I'm on Board Game Geek.
Oh, good.
That's far worse. A more wretched hive of scum and villainy I have not seen.
Have you not seen Reddit and Board Game Geek?
I'm sure there's a subreddit for Board Game Geeks, and that one's full of trolls. All wearing bowlers and trench coats. It's a Reddit thing. So, what you get back from your bird is that the city is very well patrolled. There's groups of humans with sharp, shiny things, much like yours. People with spears in groups, actively patrolling around the city, looking in alleyways, questioning people that are on the streets at night, kind of pushing people back into their homes. He found the warehouse district, like the place where people take things off of the boats and put them into buildings. He found that place, and there are people very actively looking around through there.
Okay.
Some of them made him very nervous.
Great.
But not all of them.
So this place is heavily under guard and the vampires. In the warehouses.
In the warehouse district. You're not clear whether they were in the actual buildings.
Okay.
Alright. Maybe a water approach is appropriate.
It will help us bypass the patrols and get straight to the warehouses.
Yes.
How are we going to procure a vessel?
I believe you could make one, couldn't you?
Do you want it made out of ribcage and skin?
No.
Why not? I hear that they float very well.
Because that is vile, and I like these pants.
You can make it not vile, right? Not messy?
I can make it not messy. It will still be made out of flesh. I thought the idea
was to be horrified at this entire conversation.
Perhaps Lars could convince someone in town to...
This seems far more likely.
Part with a raft or something.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I go downstairs.
I turn Anton into a boat.
No!
And I sidle up to my new friend, the barkeep.
Yeah.
Pardon me, good sir.
Yeah.
I noticed that there is a river not far from here. Do you know if anyone in town has a raft or has a brother, perhaps, that works the river?
A
we're far enough from the river that there's no river trade here. I know there's some communities right up on the edge of the woods that do a lot of logging, and I know some of them sell their goods down in Potsdam, so they probably have some that are for sale or for rent there.
But you know no one there.
I don't. I think Ralph down the street has a brother who works there.
Fantastic.
Well, he's probably in bed about now.
Certainly.
Kind of turning in for the night, too.
Of course. One other question. Has there been any... what do they call themselves? Church folk, I suppose, through here lately. Big metal Bibles. And... No? Have a nice evening.
You too.
Ding!
Oh, you went so bad.
I go back upstairs.
Okay. You don't need me to roleplay that for you. I believe you.
Nope. I want to make my fine stair roll. For each stair.
So,
the third one's missing. You fall through space and time. Clip through the floor.
God damn it.
Final bug report.
I started to bug you. So, it turns out that we're far enough from the river that the closest we might get to an actual contact is Ralph down the street, shrug, might have a brother who lives in a farming or a logging community just north of Potsdam on the river. We might be able to go up there and find a boat.
Right. Yes?
I gotta ask. I mean, you've told me before that you don't need to breathe. What's stopping you from just walking along the bottom of the river?
Suppose vanity of getting wet.
And we were trying to be inconspicuous, which is why I'm not making a boat out of Anton.
And mostly...
He gets really nervous.
No, not out of Anton.
Mostly, Anton, my dear chap, we need to retrieve an object. And we were instructed to not open it or damage it. I do not know that it is watertight.
Also, last I checked, you still need to breathe.
Well, I didn't say I was going to walk along the bottom with you.
You're going to stand on Alfwin's shoulders?
Let's bring this back to a more realistic conversation, shall we?
So we had to lobby camp and steal boat.
Yes, the problem is that once we get to the docks, there may not be suitable foothold to get up. We do not know the construction of the docks themselves. Usually they have some sort of ladder or something like that, but there's not a guarantee.
That's what you're afraid of?
Then also, Lars mentioned that the fact that may not be watertight.
That she may not be watertight?
I bet she's watertight. And if she's not...
That the jar may not be
I
watertight.
I bet she can make herself watertight.
Now!
We could wrap Anton around the jar. I kid.
Right? I don't recommend we throw it in the water. If nothing else, taking the boat on the approach will let us... avoid most of the patrols on the way to the warehouse.
Yes.
If and when we find this jar, we can evaluate, right?
Of course.
And if you're concerned about docking, I can turn Anton into a pier.
It isn't just Anton.
Yeah! Ha ha ha!
Yes.
You've been with us for years, and you have yet to be turned into a functional object.
And I'm still not laughing every time you joke about it.
Oh, but we do, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
I feel like I should awe you, like, once a week. Just, you know.
I'll just be over here, quietly and loyally watching over you during the day.
So, shall we make the approach and see if we can procure ourselves a raft from Ralph's brother down the road?
Or from anyone.
Yes. We should just go steal a boat. preferably one big enough to carry a log, because that will probably carry an urn.
Okay.
When did I become the brains of this operation?
And when that one suggested making a boat out of people.
Ah, yes.
It's the middle of the night.
It's a shame you didn't become a proper Shamisei. You have the inclination for it.
Thank you.
You choose to take that as a compliment.
I do. We shall begin at the beginning of sunset tomorrow?
Certainly.
I'm going to get some rest now, then. I'm probably going to spend most of the day fending off advances to come find you.
Yes. It will be terrible, I'm certain.
If I don't get any sleep, it will be.
Yes, take your rest.
He retires to the next room and sleeps the rest of the night.
I wonder if we could make the boat simply drift to a proper position, or make it seem like it's drifting. I have an idea that may assist us in this endeavor.
Do tell.
There's a way that I can make it so that we don't appear visible.
What you scratching out?
Nothing. Just marking it.
The last time we used Donning the Mask of Shadows, it was the whole group.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. True story.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's an extra 10 minutes per person you're doing it to.
Fine.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. It's great. You love it.
I'm talking about, yes, Donning the Mask of Shadows.
Do I let anybody play Tremere?
You made it play
Tremere. Yeah. No, you did.
Asshole.
We're learning how to play the Tremere.
Yeah!
And somehow Marius is the only one left. I don't know about that shit.
Yeah, how'd that
5 minutes for each person.
Yeah.
Even better! How long does it last?
My roll, I believe.
Like an hour per...
Hour success. Is equal to the number of successes rolled in its cast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Being completely unseen sounds pretty good to me.
I'm in.
It is similar to the powers of the...
In fact, the next time we check into an inn, maybe you should cast that on me. Keeps the farmer's dardos away until I want them.
I see.
I'm surprised.
Very large concern for
surprise!
Our...
Surprise!
Yes.
Lars time!
So, shall we enact that then?
Did I show you the children's dinner time thing once?
Yes, yes. You did.
Yes.
At length.
Please never mention it again.
Right.
Dinner time!
What did I just say?
Horrible.
Did Evan just turn into Donald Duck?
He really likes that.
What just happened?
He put it so randomly fucked up every time I think about it.
So game's over then.
I guess.
Well, it's 11 o'clock at night. So, yeah, I think we're going to call it here for the evening. You guys have a plan to get into Potsdam.
Yes. Right. Turn Anton into a boat, and then make that boat invisible, and then carry it through the
streets. And then turn the rest of Anton into a pier, at which Anton can dock.
Yes, he is simultaneously the boat and the pier. And from this experience, gained something in too. Alright, each of you horrid bastards can have 2 XP for the evening. And, I don't know, third one for a piece of feedback, either something that your character learned or something that you as a player have learned that's going to change or the way you're approaching your character.
Spending my time with Ulfwin has given me a better insight into how the Shamisei work their powers, and attempting to coerce her to embrace that.
I've learned that Marius wants to make boats out of people. Instead of taking boats already made out of wood.
So if you could extrapolate that out into a more general point about Marius, I would entirely agree with you.
Marius feels that people are an appropriate building material for any circumstance.
I was more going for Marius looks to solve horrible problems with disciplines and is morally bankrupt.
Then, yes. Don't kill that innkeeper. We can use him as a raft.
I was thinking ahead here. Come on.
Don't kill that innkeeper. We can use him as a raft.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the title of the episode. I don't even...
You're good. I'm closing the till.
Yep. Yeah, I'm good. Right. Oh, what did Lars learn? Lars has learned that farm girls are easy. And it tends to keep using that to his advantage.
True enough.
And we'll just live under a fantasy that Lars didn't learn that like 40 years ago.
Sure.
Like, just tonight, he's like, holy shit!
Yeah. Step one, be attractive.
Right. Step two, don't be unattractive.
Yes.
Fuck you!